are glad to be here. We're just moments away from the kickoff here. Teams are on the field. Matt, beautiful night for a baseball game tonight.
It is. It's warm. It's not as humid as it's been, though. But it's pretty good.
Yeah, but
nice little breeze. It's not really. It's warm in this press box.
Honestly, if you're one of the kids on the field, though, you're pretty excited to be out here tonight with good weather. You know, the field's in excellent condition. These are the nights where you're going to be able to, you know, you don't have to worry about keeping your footing or anything like that. You can just put your mind on playing football.
And, man, I'll tell you, you got a rivalry game here. Woo! Game one. These two teams, I don't believe they like each other, Captain Steve.
Yeah. Now, I talked to Scott Ash when I came in. He's holding dual roles. He's the AD, but he's also the head coach of the football team. So he walked me up, made sure we got situated here in the broadcast booth. But then he walks back down, and, you know, he's got to take care of the football team. Well, I talked to him on the way over here, and I say, you know, Scott, what are you looking at tonight? Who's looking good? And, he gave me some names, and you talked to him later, and he got a different attitude from him. Yeah, kind of a different feel about his.
It wasn't the same tone I heard from Scott Ash. Basically, I'm paraphrasing. He doesn't like Columbia Central. This is a rivalry game, and I'm telling you, he is fired up and ready to go.
Yet, what was the word we used? No love lost.
There is no love lost
between these two teams.
Yep. And last year, you know, if you remember right, that was a 35-0 shellacking Columbia Central over Napoleon. And if you remember right, it was a late hit in that game on his quarterback, which also happens to be his son. And I think he took offense to that. And I think, it all adds up to him being fired up for this game.
Well, we're ready for the kickoff here on the field. Napoleon High School, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. We're just about ready to get things underway. The clock has run out, and we got the kicker on the field. Napoleon will kick off. Back to receive for Columbia Central. Picked up at the 12.
McClure.
And runs it into the line. Nowhere to go.
Connor McClure is giving the kickoff.
That's McClure on the return.
First and 10 for the Golden Eagles. 11:56 on the clock. And we're going to get that spot at the 23-yard line.
I thought he stepped out of bounds. I'll tell you, he was right there when he caught that ball. He caught it right on the sideline. The official's right on the call, though, but I thought he stepped out, but he's got a lot better angle than I do, Captain.
Yeah. Mike Araby in the backfield for Columbia Central, the name we expect to hear a lot tonight, guys.
Well,
honorable mention All-State last year.
You know, young quarterback, young offensive line. He's an All-State. He was an All-State running back last year, almost 1,600 yards and 19 touchdowns. I agree. I expect a workhorse performance.
Tremendous athlete. He takes a give up the middle. Breaks away for about 8 yards. Inside run to Araby. And they are underway with the Columbia Central Eagles offense from scrimmage. We'll get a second down and call it 3 yards. No, less than 2 yards.
Yeah, 9 on that.
He did get 9. He kind of squirted ahead a little bit at the end there.
Well, you know, the press said, you know, they're looking at the little information on the game. This is a rebuild offensive line. It's got a sophomore quarterback. And, you know, Raby's I think he's going to be a workhorse, especially early in the year. He's a big boy. He sure looks the part.
In the shotgun, Raby takes the handoff, and he's got a first down looking for more. Battles ahead over the 35 to the 38-yard line, where we'll get the spot and a first down for the Columbia Central Eagles.
Let's just line him up, and that's right there. Line it up and stop this.
You know, Matt, we didn't have a ton of pregame there, but that's kind of what I thought my opinion of the game was going to be, who can stop at the line of scrimmage tonight. Both of these teams have talented running backs, and that looks to be the kind of game that they're going to play.
Well, I agree. And, you know, Columbia's coming off their best season, I think, since, 1987? Playoff team. And
out of the shotgun again, the give is to Araby. Little jab step. This time they stop him before he gets too far, but too far still counts for 5 yards, and you're looking at second and 5 for the Eagles. Just over the 40 at the 41-yard line.
I'll tell you, he's good patience on that run right there. He kind of hesitated, waited for the hole to develop, and then accelerated through for 5.
Pretty good crowd out here. The Columbia Central bleachers are packed. Of course, it's not a long trip. It's almost, you know, I mean, there are schools that travel more distance than Columbia Central had to travel for home games. So here they are on the road. It's a hop, skip, and a jump for them.
Nice play.
Nice penetration on the defense. Left hand
Oh, he fumbled the ball, too.
Raby, it looks like the ground's going to cause that one, Matt, but it was loose. So great job on the defense penetration there. It was number 22, Gabe Schirmacher for the Pirates. That broke in, got that penetration. They stopped Raby for a one, several yard loss. That gets him back to a third and 11.
Looked like Skrzynski was in there as well. That's, for the Pirates. That changes, you know. That's a big defensive play right there, because that takes they went from first or second down and 5 to third down and 11. That changes the play calling right here. That puts us in a obvious pass situation with a young quarterback. So we'll see how the
Partridge takes the snap for Columbia. Yep, back to throw. Pass at the feet. Yep. Number 99, Corey Hamilton, incomplete. Yep. And Columbia will get that be forced to punt.
Yeah, big stop right there. Like I said, that changed the play calling right there. You know, if he goes for no gain, you know, it's still third and 5 and it's still a run option.
Sure.
You know, the big loss right there, that put him in a pass situation. And obviously, incomplete pass.
Well, sure, and with a new quarterback and sophomore, like we said, a very talented running back, if you're Napoleon, your game plan is, we got to stop that running back. The passing game, until they prove that it is effective, is a non-factor.
Well, I think Napoleon's just going to load it up in the box and put 7-8 guys in the box and say, hey, we're going to stop Raby, and your quarterback's going to have to beat us with his arm.
Exactly, until they make you do something different. And there you go for the punt. It's away. High, nice punt. Picked up at the 22 for Napoleon.
That's Duncan Wilson.
And he battles ahead for a couple yards to the 30, where Napoleon will start first and 10, their first offensive possession. 0-0 on K105.3, 9-12. Still to go here, first quarter on the K105.3 football frenzy. Looking around the stands, you can see a lot of people came out for the pregame tailgate with K105.3 here. Chance to win in a Chevy Cruze from Art Main. And a lot of giveaway foam fingers from Baker College. Get started at baker.edu. Baker College with the foam fingers tonight on our football frenzy. Under center, Chadwell for the Pirates. And there's a give to Weatherspoon. He spins in the backfield. Good penetration by the Eagles on defense. Weatherspoon Red brought down for effort, just a couple of yards.
That's the senior Weatherspoon. They got the senior Weatherspoon, Greg Weatherspoon, and then sophomore Ethan Weatherspoon. And I tell you, I remember that game last year at Columbia. And, you know, Ethan Weatherspoon was a freshman. And he was, in my opinion, the most impressive player on the field last year for Napoleon as a freshman.
Yeah, you like the attributes, the measurables, the height, the length, the speed are all obvious. Out of the shotgun now, senior captain Jake Chadwell, quarterback, Weatherspoon in motion from the left. Three wide receivers. Chadwell gives to Weatherspoon. Quick out. He's met by defenders, able to battle ahead for a couple more yards. That's going to bring up a third down and about 7 for the Pirates. Yeah, speaking to Scott Ash before the game, Matt, he
back
said,
to the game,
you know, I asked him
week
who to look for, and he pretty much pointed out the names that we knew, Duncan Wilson and Weatherspoon, but he had a lot of compliments for Jake Chadwell, won a quarterback battle that he said went down to the wire here, winning a difficult battle to get the job, and he was named one of the captains, so Jake Chadwell got to keep an eye on.
I'll tell you, that tells you he got depth at that position, and that's great, because I'll tell you, something happens.
Timeout. We're going to get a timeout from the Napoleon Pirates right now. We're going to take a break here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy for 1 minute. We'll actually hear J-Rod checking in from the DDA Cruise, and we'll be back as soon as we can on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back out live, downtown Jackson is the place to be, getting your weekend started off just right. Beautiful weather and the cruising, beautiful vehicles, Nate. What's your favorite so far?
I saw very red. I don't know the color of red, but it was a red Thunderbird, and that thing was sweet. It was like a 55, I want to say. Pretty cool.
Have you ever asked somebody to come down here with one of their vehicles, hey, can I get in there and drive it, or at least take...
No,
what do you think they would say?
Well, I've seen a few that says, please don't touch, so I just kind of stay away. Yeah. And
you don't know what they're going to do. They're unpredictable.
Yeah, you don't want to, poke the beast or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know. Man, this is an awesome time. Everybody's down here tonight. I've seen a couple of dogs down here. This is a great place to walk the dog.
Yeah, walk your dog down here. Just clean up after it when it's done.
Please.
Yes. And, yeah, bring everybody. Bring your dog, your friends, your family, kids, all of them.
So some great vendors down here with food. What's some of the tasty treats that you would like to indulge in tonight?
Maybe an elephant ear. Or we've got a couple of burgers and some hot dogs. I don't know. I might just try it all.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Have dinner tonight down here in downtown Jackson. Even if you don't see a vendor, we got great restaurants down here. And a great place to be to get your weekend started right. There's no better place, is there?
Nope, there isn't. Not tonight.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
We're hanging out till about 8. They're here till about 9 o'clock tonight. Of course, all the businesses, well, not all of them, but a lot of them will be open past that as well. So enjoy the nightlife in downtown Jackson. Get your weekend started off right. It's J-Rod Live with the Downtown Development Authority. It's a cruise in with Jackson Tip Music. Give it a 5.3.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Boyle, Matt Lehman on your K105.3 Football Frenzy. Look at your weather forecast here for B&G Landscape. About 80 degrees here at game time. A few clouds in the sky, but beautiful weather. B&G Landscape. Got mulch? Matt, you got mulch?
I got mulch, bro.
I know you do. Napoleon fails. Fourth and short, they punt. Good low punt after a bad snap, and we get first down play for Columbia Central in their own territory at the 25. Mike Arabi into the line. Doesn't go anywhere. Gave him 3 yards. He squirted through there.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I think that the play, the slow-developing play was the play that that Napoleon stopped Columbia on that last drive for a big loss. Columbia's been a lot more effective on quicker hitters. I look for them on this drive to and maybe get the ball a little bit quicker to Raby and let him do his thing.
Out of the shotgun, Raby back there, and he'll take the handoff into the middle. Well read by Napoleon. A slew of Pirate tacklers pull down Raby. He's able to get maybe a yard on the play. That's going to bring us up third and about 5 from the 30-yard line for the Golden Eagles.
He's going to lug it about 30 times tonight, I'm predicting.
Yeah. He might have that in the first half, the way it's going so far.
He's a workhorse.
Yeah, he is. Back there, with, you know, it's a young quarterback. Yeah. It's a guy, a 10th grader, Cole Partridge. Back there taking snaps. Excuse me, I got the wrong number there. I meant Garrett Elliott.
Well Partridge and Elliott grader. Were, I think, in a quarterback ballot for that job
as
well.
Yeah, they've had a battle going on, both as sophomores. Garrett Elliott's getting the job right now. He fakes the handoff, goes to the outside. Set up and
nice play.
Smacked.
Chadwell.
Jake Chadwell, the quarterback, hitting his counterpart on the opposite team. That's going to bring up another fourth and about 5 for the Eagles, and they're going to have to punt again. So defensive battle thus far, Matt, and I don't know, nice to see, actually. Good, well played by both defenses. 5:38 to go first quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
They got an out-of-town scoreboard. Gross Isle struck first on an 80-yard punt return. They lead Parma Western 7-0 first quarter score.
Punts away. This one's high, but not long. Just over the 50, takes an Eagles bounce. Napoleon territory. It'll stop dead. The 44-yard line. The 56-yard line, if you're counting from the other side, Matt. Where Napoleon will take the best field position they've had so far.
We're not going to get into that this year, are we?
I mean, we might.
Gosh, that was from the 51-yard line.
Napoleon was 3-4 in the Cascades Conference last year, 4-5 overall. Looking to improve on that, maybe win themselves the little brown jug here tonight. Chadwell out of the shotgun. 4 wide receivers. The backfield, Wilson, he's quick pass out to Weatherspoon. Struggles to get it in, breaks a tackle, and he's going to turn that into about a 3-yard gain. A first down for the Pirates, just short of the 50. Check out the official spot here. It's going to go about the 48-yard line. 47.5. The official was slow playing me there on the spot, Matty. Slid a half a step back.
This is a... I know they'll get Charlie Sprang out there officiating tonight. He's the head of security out to MIS. They broke away from MIS to come over and officiate this game.
Wow. Second down. Give is to Wilson. up the middle, churning his legs, battling up.
First down. Spot's going to be close.
The spot's good. That's a first down.
Duncan Wilson up the middle for the Duncan Pirates Wilson. On the stop for the Eagles. It looked like Sam Tumas.
You know, we were considering that Duncan Wilson was going to be the guy for for Napoleon. He has not taken nearly as many gives as Mike Arabi up to this point, but effective nonetheless on that play for a first down into Eagles territory. Under center, Chadwell, eye formation, too wide. Pitches to Duncan Wilson to the left. He's got good blocking. He's got a hold on the outside. He's going to go against Weatherspoon.
Yeah, that was an easy call right there.
So play that goes for 5 yards will most certainly be brought back.
The town scoreboard, Grand Rapids West Catholic, after an early safety, they return the kickoff for a touchdown. They're up 9-0 on Lumen Christi.
First home game ever out there. The first nighttime home game out on Spring Arbor Road for Lumen Christi. They put the lights up this year.
That's right.
Our other game on the network tonight on WKHM 970 AM 101.5 FM, Jackson High School in Coldwater. You can hear that on WKHM.com as well. Of course, you can listen to our game around the world at K1053.com, our Friday Night Football Frenzy. Pirates moved way back, first in a mile on the pass. They'll get a bunch of it back. Nice throw by Chadwell to Hunter Vincent, a guy who we saw make a few catches last year as a junior, now as a senior.
He was the guy you talked about before the game that stood out for you.
He's another guy when we talk about measurables and physique. He's the tallest kid on the team. So you throw those jump balls, it's a good chance he's going to come down with them. Nice hands. And we've seen him make a few big catches out here. Chadwell under center, eye formation, two wide outs. Vincent's the tight end. Pitches to Weatherspoon. He's got some room to the left. Dodges a tackler. Gets around the edge. Turns it upfield. And
nice
he's going to make it past that original first down marker. And get back into
running the ball for the
Eagles territory. It's going to make this third down manageable.
But exactly. That was a big play for that reason. That's right now it's kind of shaping out as a field possession game. And Napoleon's kind of changed the field here a little bit.
Be third down about eight, a long eight, out of the I formation again for the Pirates with Chadwell under center. Weatherspoon in the backfield deep. Fake is to Weatherspoon, roll out, Chadwell to pass. He's got defenders in the backfield, pulls it down. Now he pulls it back up to throw.
Oh, nice ball. Nice ball.
He turns the field, tiptoes the sideline, inside the 10-yard line. Oh, no, it looks like they might call him on a step out there at about the 14. That is Sam Hunt on the reception.
Boy, Chadwell threw a nice ball on that. You know, that play was made with his feet. He had a little pressure. He stepped out to the left and threw just a nice ball to Sam Hunt. First down.
Sam Hunt, he said, I just want to take your time. Big play.
Good one.
On the outside there. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Pirates at the 15-yard line. A step inside the 15-yard line there.
That's good, man.
Out of the shotgun again here. Three wide for Chadwell. He's going to pull it down. Quarterback turns it back to the left.
Oh, he's going
to
get a hold.
Nobody there. Looks like he's going to get a hold. He knocks the pylon down. It would have been a touchdown. But
you got two flags. Got one in the backfield, one downfield a little bit. So I don't know if they're the same.
Great adjustment there, Chadwell. You know, Ash, the quarterback last year, was nice out of the backfield as a runner for the Pirates. And Chadwell showing some skills there. Really changed direction. But the holding call is going to go against the Pirates. So they'll have to overcome another big penalty here on this drive, threatening to score. 3:07 to go here in the first quarter. We got double zeros on the scoreboard. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman live at Napoleon High School, and that's going to move them back outside the 25 to the 26-yard line, where we'll have first and 10. First and 20. Pirates break the huddle. Send Sam Hunt out wide. You know what? I use my Sam Hunt joke, and I think it was Connor Bammer who actually made that catch. Breaks my heart.
It was six?
Bammer.
Okay, I believe you.
Out of the shotgun, quick pass over to Weatherspoon, but he has to go to the ground to pull in the catch.
That's one you drop right there.
Yeah, that hurts them. It sends them back outside the 30 now. Yeah,
that's one you drop right there because you dove for the ball behind the line of scrimmage, and it was a 5-yard loss. So
Weatherspoon, we'll like the physical attributes. Couple of mental errors early in the game here, but we'll see if it'll cost the Pirates now. Second and Albuquerque. Out of the I formation, two wide. Handoff is to Duncan Wilson. Off tackle. Nice looked run. Like he's going to have some room. Nice tackle. They get him stopped for a gain of about
Duncan
six.
Wilson running the ball for the Pirates. On the stop was Connor Davenport for the Eagle team.
This is going to make it third down and 23. Coming down on 2 minutes to go here, first quarter. Napoleon and Columbia Central. Seaboyle Matt Lehman. Stay tuned after the game for our Subway player of the game. Still up in the air right now as to who that might end up being. And at halftime, we'll bring you the Collins Brothers floor covering report. I formation now for the Pirates. Chadwell under center. Fakes the give to the fullback. Does give to Wilson. Swerves through a hole. He's got some room to run. Back inside the 15, almost down to the 10 before he stopped.
I'll tell you, he's got a little wiggle, Wilson does. He's only a junior, too. I'll tell you, he got through that line. And a couple nice little wiggle moves.
It's giving Napoleon an opportunity to put some points on the board. We'll find out maybe the strength of their kicking game. And I think we'll learn all we know by whether or not they kick, really.
I think they're going to go for it.
It looks like the offense is staying out there.
I think you go for it because even if you don't get it, you change field possession and your defense has played well.
Bam wide left, Wilson and Weatherspoon to the right. Chadwell in the shotgun. With the fullback back to block, they're going for it on fourth down. Pass in the middle to Vincent. Can't pull it in. Incomplete pass, and Napoleon will come away with no points, but battled through penalties and errors there to still.
Well, like I said, they changed field position.
Yeah.
So
46 seconds to go first quarter. Columbia Central Golden Eagles will have a chance with the ball back. And this time they do send Cole Partridge back out under center. And Partridge will indeed go under center. Mike Araby in the... Oh, no, he does drop back into the shotgun. Mike Araby to his right. Three wide receivers. Give is to Araby off tackle, and he's brought down. Big tackle there, number 32, Jacob Skrzynski. And he's been an effective player over there.
Out of town scoreboard. Steel Fortress, one of the best names in the area when it comes to football or basketball. Connects with Luke French on a touchdown, and Western and Gros Eagle are tied 7-7.
I would never have, from what we know of Steel Fortress on the basketball court, I would have pictured him for just a devastating linebacker or defensive end.
Yep.
So, maybe he does when he's got to play both ways. Steel Fortress, I love it. Out-of-town scoreboard update. And we've got Partridge in the backfield still in that shotgun formation. He'll give to Raby again, this time right tackle. Into the line, and he's pulled down again, able to battle ahead for a couple yards, but Napoleon's done a really good job him in.
You can look right there. They got 7 or 8 in the box.
And we wrap up the first quarter there, tied at 0 on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. 1 minute break, and we're right back.
Mid-Michigan Entertainment is fun, done the way you like it. When you choose Mid-Michigan Entertainment, you'll see what so many other people have known for years. Whether it's your wedding, graduation, or party of any type, no event is too big or small. Mid-Michigan Entertainment offers you everything you'll need or want to celebrate in a way that fits your individual tastes. From HD videography, photo booths and lounges, uplighting, ceremony music, wedding officiants, the list goes on and on. It's your celebration, and they'll make it happen just the way you want it. Visit MidMichiganEntertainment.com for more information or find them on Facebook. Mid-Michigan Entertainment is fun, done the way you like it.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia School District. Need a diploma? Join us at Columbia Adult Education, Options Alternative School, or our virtual school to earn your diploma.
Our virtual program allows homeschoolers or non-traditional learners to earn their diploma from the comfort of their home.
This fall, our adult education program includes 3 Jackson area locations, plus our main CCE campus.
Columbia School District, from preschool and early fives through high school and adult education, building a solid foundation for a bright future. MyEagles.org.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live from Napoleon High School for the Football Frenzy. The Golden Eagles of Columbia Central visiting Napoleon tonight. The Pirates holding their own at 0-0 as we get ready to start the second quarter. Hey, I want to say congratulations to the folks who got qualified for the Chevy Cruze from Art Main. We have Jay Klaus, Steve Fleming, Dana Daniels, Jeff Ash, Terrell Daniels, and I'll give you the rest here after we get a play. Partridge in the shotgun, back to pass, looking downfield, he's got a man behind everyone, oh, through the fingertips, Garrick Elliott. The other quarterback was back deep. The pass just beyond his extended hands. I don't know, Matt, if it hits his hands, does he need to pull that in?
Well, it would have been a tough catch. It would have been a tough catch right there.
No doubt, but he got out in front of everyone, so good-looking play. Just can't quite connect. That's going to bring up another 4th and 5.
Hey, out-of-town scoreboard, the Concord Yellow Jackets on a Tony Brooks touchdown and the two-point conversion leads Hanover Horton 8-0.
Who's home on that one?
It's at Hanover Horton. Concord's field will not be ready till week 4. Well, we don't have a home varsity game until week 4. Yeah.
Well, just, you know, yep, I was curious,
we have a new field.
Concord, yep, had any problem with the bus getting over there.
That's it. Yeah, that's a good one. I knew that was coming at some point.
You knew I had to have one, yeah.
Yeah. You might be our number one suspect right now for who did it.
Person of interest, man.
You are.
Person,
yeah,
of interest.
You better know how to account for your whereabouts, Boyle.
Columbia punts. Bounces over the 50, picked up by Weatherspoon. He takes it to the left. Not a lot of room, but he turns it to the right.
Oh, here it goes. Oh, man, I'll tell you.
Oh, nice play. You know, he doesn't make the tackle, but number 55, Damian Rhodes.
Saved it.
Because
he got outside, he was gone. He was gone. There was no white jerseys over on that side, and he was gone.
Weatherspoon makes the run over here to the left sideline. Sees nothing there, goes to turn it back to the other side, and he had the speed and the blockers to turn that up big. And Damian Rhodes there just held his jersey and slowed him down long enough for some reinforcements. Nevertheless, Napoleon does maintain some field position advantage here, starting from the Eagles 49. Under center, your quarterback, Jake Chadwell, and he'll give to Duncan Wilson. He looks to turn to the right. A lot of penetration on the defensive line. We got a flag on the field. Wilson gets stopped for a loss of about 3. Make that 4. Flag on the play. We'll have to see what that's going to be. Looks like it's going to go against Napoleon. So we're waiting to get an official signal here. Maybe they did and I missed it. No, here we go. Another holding call against the Pirates. That's, penalties have hurt them. They've really been in control.
They have. They've shot themselves in the foot with penalties.
So move it back to the Napoleon 39-yard line. 11:37 to go, first quarter. Pirates and Eagles tied at 0. Chadwell under center. 2 wide receivers, I formation. And fakes the pass. He's got a defender in the backfield with him. Nowhere to go. He stays on his feet.
Oh.
Gets the pass away. Intercepted. Partridge got room to run on the interception. Going back the other way. 50, 40. Turns it upfield. 35. Almost down to the Napoleon 30-yard line as Chadwell trying to make something out of nothing.
Well, I'll tell you, and he did too. I tell you, he really created some space for himself and showed a knack to avoid pressure, but then threw an ill-advised pass and was intercepted.
No flags on the field.
That's the first big defensive play here of the game, and
It does result. Looks like at least in. Momentarily injured, number 74 for Columbia Central, Hunter Trumbull, went down on the play. Eagles come out, first down, best field position of the day for them. And they still haven't quite set the ball down. There we go at the 31. Deep in Pirate territory, first and 10 for the Eagles. And that Napoleon defense that's been so stout thus far will need to maintain that. Hope to keep the Eagles from putting points up on the board first. Cole Partridge in the shotgun. Two running backs with him back there. And the give is to Raby. Not a lot of running room, but he does turn it into a few yards. It's distracting, Matt. I just noticed those two kids tossing a football back there in the background. Yep. It's yellow, and it looked like a flag got tossed out for a second.
You know, I honest to goodness thought the same thing.
Distracting. Maybe it's me. Well, no, it's us.
I saw the same thing.
Maybe we'll have to check with somebody else who's out here watching if that bothered them too. Anyway, second down, 7 yards for the Eagles. Golden Eagles. I'm just going to shorten that to Eagles probably all night, but Partridge in the shotgun formation. Michael Raby back there with him. Two wide receivers. Fakes the give to Raby back to pass. He's got an open man. And incomplete pass. Calling him for a trap there. Slid through
pass
the arms.
To number 81, Sean Leppard.
I thought he had it from our angle, Matt. Sean Leppard, the intended receiver. Third down and 7 for the Eagles. From the Pirates' 28-yard line.
I'll tell you, they're doing a nice job. Clemson's doing a nice job using play action because, you know, obviously Napoleon is keying on Raby and will key on. So, you know, a little play action and buy a little bit extra time, and they need to make a couple plays in the passing game.
We have a Columbia timeout.
Columbia timeout. Let me wrap up the rest of these qualifiers here for the Chevy Cruze from Art Main. Samantha Wiley, Daniel Sandoval, Steve Jordan, Bruce Child, Tony Griggs. Tony Griggs he won a prize from the K105.3 tailgate, and now he's qualified for the car, too. That guy's on a lucky streak.
I kind of thought I heard he didn't win. I hope he didn't win a beauty package. Where's Griggs at? Did he win a beauty package?
He might have. Let's take a quick one-minute break on the broadcast. We'll be right back on the timeout. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back live in downtown Jackson, Downtown Development Authority, cruising on a Friday night. Great way to get your weekend started. Experience Jackson. Kelly, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going awesome. What's some of the fun stuff we can get into this weekend?
Oh my gosh, we have so much going on, especially with the race days. So a lot of the restaurants and stuff are having special parties, so we're going to be at that. There's horseback riding this weekend, all sorts of good stuff. Do you know where to get it?
ExperienceJackson.com.
ExperienceJackson.com, community calendar.
There you go. Come see us at the cruise, and it's J-Rod Live with K105.3.
The Village Peddler Gift Shop on the square in downtown Brooklyn with a great selection of Vera Bradley bags and brand new patterns arriving this week. Plus, local lake items, t-shirts, coasters, can coolies, and lake signs. Take a trip down memory lane with nostalgic candy or enjoy favorites like Jelly Bellies, triple dipped malted milk balls, and Gilbert chocolates. They have kids games, toys, and books, plus baby items and baby books, and a selection of ladies clothing, jewelry, Life is Good products, and Yankee and Woodwick candles. The Village Peddler Gift Shop on the square in downtown Brooklyn.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on 3rd and 7. Give us to Michael Raby. He battles his way up. It looked like a first down to me. The spot's not where I thought it would be, so it makes it close. We'll get a measurement on the field. Columbia Central driving here. Right down by the 20, just short of it.
Yeah, a little bit short.
And it looks like they're going to get it. By a nose. They nosed it out. When they first pulled that, Matt,
I thought it was going to be about a foot short.
Yep. They set that down and called it good. First down and 1st and 10. They have room for a couple of first downs here if they want to play it that close. But first real threat from the Columbia Central offense, and battled for that, for every inch of that, you know, that run, Micah Raby. Eagles will set up here in a shotgun formation. Two wideouts. Raby to the left of quarterback Cole Partridge. Handoff is Raby up the middle. He had some room quickly. Shut that down.
Michael Raby.
Credit on that one to Weatherspoon.
Yeah, he hits the hole. I'll tell you, He hits the hole hard for sure. He only got a couple yards on that, but I think Columbia is much more effective in those quick hitters. Those slow-developing plays, they seem to struggle.
Yeah, some talented players on the Napoleon defense. Greg Weatherspoon, who he's playing, he gets, you know, we hear his name a lot on the offense, but to me, his real value to this team is as a defensive player. Quick to the ball, playing defensive end on the left side. Three wide now for the Golden Eagles. Shotgun formation, Partridge takes the snap, rolls out left, looking to pass. And now he'll pull it down to run. He's got some yardage there. Takes a tough hit, but he's going to get down to about the 15-yard line on that play. Set him up for a third and three. Manageable third down situation for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Nice play by the sophomore.
I'll tell you what. I think it's just two plays in a row to Raby right here. Regardless, I mean, if he doesn't get on this play, they're going to go for it twice. Two quick hitters.
Raby in the backfield with two wide receivers. Give is to Raby up the middle. Finds some room. He's over the 10-yard line, and that's going to be another Eagles first down.
Raby, the ball carrier for the Eagles on a stop for the Pirates was Tony.
And that's going to give the Eagles a real good chance to punch it in here. From inside the 10, our first and goal of the young season, Matt.
Yep. And Napoleon needs a big defensive play right here.
Once again, the project graduation drawing tonight. If you're another coach,
so the Eagles will come out again. That same shotgun that's been working for him on this drive. Two wide receivers.
They got nine in the box right now.
Back to pass, over the middle, open man, caught, touchdown, Columbia Central. Partridge to number 81, Sean Leppert, the big tight end. Good looking play, right, pass up the middle.
It was. Nine in the box right there. You know, we said it. They're going to have to make some plays in the passing game right there. I looked, I counted. I saw two guys outside, I counted nine. I'm like, this could be a pass.
Well, and you said
play action.
You said what I think Columbia thought was two. They're looking for the ball to go to Micah Raby. Let's throw him the curveball here with the pass play. And it was one-on-one, and Leppert's a big kid. They got him listed at 6'3", 220. And you can see he had some hands on that play. Nice job.
That's a Boyle kind of Steve Boyle size, isn't it? 6'3", 220?
That's real close to my same measurements. I don't know if he has the muscle mass that I do. Kick is up, and the extra point looks good from here. And the referees saw the same thing. 7-0 Columbia Central, 8:05 to go. Second quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. 1 minute break. We're back for the kickoff.
K105.3 Jackson's at Music Station. J-Rod hitting the streets in downtown Jackson for another DDA cruising. We're going until about 8 o'clock tonight. Cruisin' goes until 9. So maybe you're not going to the football game tonight. Come down here. Michigan Avenue, brand new, looking beautiful. Streets are lined with awesome vehicles for you to get into. Well, not get into, but you can check them out. And get us some great food with the vendors. Like, unbelievable down here. Downtown Jackson is the place to be with the DDA and K105.3.
Just finished high school and not sure what to do next? Or maybe you're just looking for a career change. It's not too late to register for fall classes at Baker College of Jackson. Classes start September 26th, where you can learn skilled trades from engineering to manufacturing and cyber defense, plus bachelor's of science degrees in nursing and several other health-related fields. Registration for classes ends September 15th. Enroll now and come learn what Baker College has to offer you at their Career Exploration Open House August 31st from 4:30 to 7:30. Learn more at baker.edu. Or on Facebook at Baker College of Jackson.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, coming to you live, Napoleon High School. 7-0 Columbia Central Golden Eagles turn an interception into 7 points. They lead the Napoleon Pirates, who have really actually controlled the field position most of the game. That turnover mistake really cost them. On the kickoff, Weatherspoon picks it up at about the 25, trying to turn it outside. Big stiff arm cuts it upfield now near the 35. He's pushed out of bounds. That's where the Pirates will start with field position.
Hey, out of town scoreboard, Lumen Christie's down 16-0 first quarter to Grand Rapids West Catholic.
Defending state championship Grand Rapids West Catholic team, a very good team.
Yep. Gross Eel 14-7 over Western. Concord 8-0 lead over Hanover Horton, last update.
Pirates come up to the line, a little different look here. It's the I formation, but we go trip receivers to the right of Jacob Chadwell. Looking to open up the offense maybe a little bit. Duncan Wilson takes the pass. He's got some room to run, turns it upfield. Nice tackle on the outside. And that is number two, Garrick Elliott, on the tackle, but not before Duncan Wilson turns in about 6 yards on first down.
He's a good-looking running back.
He is. I don't like the spot on that one, Matt, but so let's make a second and five on the 39-yard line. But, yeah, Wilson's probably their best weapon right now on offense.
Yep.
Though Weatherspoon in space is going to be an issue, too. Both of the Weatherspoons.
Weatherspoon looks the part. You know, I mean, he really does, but...
There's one to Weatherspoon. And he's got some room to run. Turns it upfield. Long strider. That's going to be a first down into Eagle territory. And that's almost as if we've said his name.
Well, he does. I mean, look at him. He looks the part. He's athletic. He's got good hands. He's got speed. I mean, he looks the part. So, and I think that, again, that's going to. When you get that kind of balance on offense, that's gonna make Duncan Wilson a better running back. That's going to make Jake Chadwell a better quarterback if you get that balance between run and pass.
They keep setting up that quick receiver pass, and this one, it's handoff to Wilson, but we'll get the whistle blown.
False start.
And it is a procedure penalty against the Pirates for a false start, and then, again, Napoleon's got some momentum going. Penalty.
Yeah, they're shooting themselves in the foot right now.
Under 7 minutes to go. Second quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy, 7-0. Columbia Central Golden Eagles lead it. And what do we mark that as, a 9-yard pass?
9-yard Elliott to Leppert.
Under center here, Chadwell. I formation, fakes the give to the fullback, does give to Wilson. He hits the line. Well, he's grabbed. Good tackle.
That was a tough run right there. Tough run right there. That was a 2-yard, it started about a 2-yard gain, and he turned that into a 3-yard gain. I thought he got closer to 5.
So second down after the penalty and the run by Wilson, second down at 12 yards at the Columbia Central 47-yard line. Now Chadwell out of the shotgun with three receivers to his right. Last time out of this play, they threw a quick pass. This time he's going to let the play develop a little bit. Back to pass, a little penetration. He avoids it as he has all night. And a nice throw close to a first down. And that reception pulled in by Duncan Wilson.
So you put him out of the, put him into the pass. Out of the backfield right there.
That's another thing that you like to see out of Wilson and Greg Weatherspoon is that they're running backs, but they both feel comfortable split out too, and have shown some.
You got to get creative to get your best players the ball. So
third down and two, manageable for Napoleon. Call it the 37-yard line. Chadwell under center. This give is to Wilson. He's going to get the first down and then some. Cuts it outside upfield. Pulled down from behind, but a nice run for the first down, and Napoleon's got something working inside the 25-yard line.
They got a nice drive going here. Nice drive.
No, they don't. They spot it back at the 26. It's still a nice drive, and Napoleon will be glad to have a first and 10. Need to avoid any mistakes here, penalty-wise, because they've got something working, looking to tie up the score maybe. 7-0, the Columbia Central Golden Eagles with the lead, 5:08 to go second quarter.
Well, Steel Fortress to Luke French for the second time. Western is in Gross Eel, now tied 14-14. Northwest strikes first over Eaton Rapids. They're up 8-0 in first quarter. Actually, it's second quarter score.
First down, hand off to Greg Weatherspoon's going to get him near the 25. We'll see what the spot is. Weatherspoon a little slow to get up, but he looks fine. And they will indeed spot that just inside the 25. Second down, 8 yards. It's Chadwell in the shotgun formation getting the call from the sideline. Trip receivers left. Vincent, the tight end on the right side. I keep an eye on him. We got official timeout for a shoe tie on the field. We're set for the play. Chadwell waits for the snap. It's there, handled easily. Back to pass. There's some pressure. He can't elude it this time. Coming from both sides. 66. They swarm him.
Zach Hissong.
So make it third and pull that all the way back. Third and 17. 33-yard line. Under 4 minutes now to go in the half. Napoleon needs a big play here, and they've gotten a couple, so they have that capability as they split out number six. Connor Bammer, who had a big reception earlier, deep. And now they're going to send Weatherspoon and Vincent to the right side of the line. And get a whistle.
Timeout.
And a timeout for the Pirates. Looks like a little confusion on the play call.
I think
field.
This is good here. I think that you got to at least get this to fourth and manageable. You might not get all 17 here on this play, but you want to at least make it fourth and manageable that you can open up your playbook and have a run pass option. But
we'll take a 30-second break and come back for this big third down play at Napoleon High School. 7-0 Golden Eagles lead on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
J-Rod back out in downtown Jackson live for the DDA Cruising. Hey, what's up, man? We're hitting the streets. What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
Have you been down to this before this year? Is this your first time down here this year?
It's my first time down here this year.
See a sweet car down here or what?
Hell yeah, it's not. There's a lot of nice cars out here this year.
Yeah, you got a favorite?
This green one right here, I don't know what it is, but it's nice.
Maybe he'll let us take it for a ride.
I hope so.
I bet he won't, though.
He won't.
Come check it out. You're going to run into somebody you haven't seen in a long time. DDA Cruisin'. This is the place to be in downtown Jackson. It's J-Rod Live with K105.3.
Bring the beat back.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
Third down and 17. Napoleon takes to the field a completely different formation than we saw. And now they'll move into what it looked like. Nope, Weatherspoon goes back into the shotgun. We got two backs with Chadwell, two wide to the left are Weatherspoon and...
Nice play.
He keeps it. Chadwell.
That's a good gain right there.
Gets it inside the 25 again. Look for where the spot is. But that's going to make, like you said, man, that's going to make the fourth down play something, you know, you don't have to bomb it or anything here.
Well, it gives you a run-pass option. What do we got?
About
seven,
right,
4th and 7.
Scoreboard says 4th and 8. 3:08 on the clock, so be nice for Napoleon to put up points here, trailing 7-0. But they really have played well, with the exception of those penalty mistakes. They've been able to move the ball, and they've done a good job of holding Columbia Central down. Chadwell out of the shotgun, takes the snap, looking to pass, no pressure, throws it, tipped.
Oh, missed
the interception. He was looking for number six, Connor Bammer, again.
Well, and I think he had Greg Weatherspoon wide open on the left sideline right there. And Chadwell didn't make the right read right there. It threw it into pressure, threw it into coverage. But he had Weatherspoon wide open. Weatherspoon is slapping his hands after the play.
Turnover on downs. 2:46 left on the clock here in the first half, and it'll be Columbia Central Golden Eagles ball. 1st and 10 from their own 24. I gave them some yards there. Stay tuned at the halftime for the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. We'll look back at the first half here. Mike Araby off tackle. He's got some room. Nice blocking at the line of scrimmage there for the Golden Eagles. Raby goes off tackle to the right. And he's got a first down for the Golden Eagles. 2:39 on the clock. And, of course, that'll stop while they move the chains. And it looks like they've kind of settled on Cole Partridge as the quarterback. Garrick Elliott also plays that position, but he's been effective for him as a receiver.
Well, the Lumen Christi first game under the lights on Spring Arbor Road is not going well. It's 24-0 now, Grand Rapids West Catholic.
First down play is a give to Raby off tackle again for Columbia Central. Michael Raby has looked good, but not great. Good job, and that's credit to the Napoleon Pirates defense shutting things down at the line of scrimmage, and I give some credit to Weatherspoon on that defensive line. He's an outstanding tackler. He covers a lot of ground. 1:54 on the clock here. First half winding down before our eyes. Columbia Central moving the ball a little bit. Second and 8 from their own 39. Out of the shotgun, Partridge takes the snap, rolls left to pass. And he's got an open man, but threw it behind him. Intended receiver there was Corey Hamilton. Incomplete pass. Third and 8 with a minute 35 to go. Columbia Central on this play, Matt.
I think you run the ball. You know, it says on the scoreboard that both teams have 3 timeouts left, but we know that's not true. Does Napoleon have one left, or have they used? Because if it's a running play, depending on what happens, Napoleon might call timeout to try to. But I do. I think it's a run. And if it's a run, you want to take a guess who you think's going to run?
They've only given it to one guy.
Either that, or they fake it and run Gehrig.
Too wide. But that's going to be a false start against Columbia Central.
Yep.
Two guys on the left side jumped on that one. So push it back a little bit there. Minute 34 to go. And that'll set them down and 13. Back to the 34-yard line. 1:34 showing on the clock. 7-0, Columbia Central Golden Eagles leading the Napoleon Pirates. Little brown jug up for grabs in this one. Out of the shotgun, 4 wide for Partridge. Raby in the backfield with him. And the give is to Raby up the middle. Found some room.
First down.
And he's going to get a first down on the play. Spread everything out and gives Raby a little bit of running room.
He's got good acceleration.
And they'll stop the clock as they move the chains one more time. Spotted just a smidge off the 50-yard line. First and 10. Columbia Central as the clock goes back in motion. Just under a minute and a half. Partridge out of the shotgun again, 4 wide with Raby. And he'll give it to him again. Same play. And not quite the same result. Nice tackle on the play. 32, Jacob Skrzynski.
Timeout, Columbia.
And now Columbia will take a timeout, feeling like they got a little something working here with a minute 16 to go. And, Matt, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water right now. What do you got?
Well, I just got an update. Western was driving, but Gross Eagle just interception and return for a touchdown. It's now Gross Eagle 21-14 over Western. Eaton Rapids just scored, but missed the two-point conversion. Northwest is hanging on to a 8-6 lead with 55 seconds left in the half. No more updates on Concord. Last was 8-0, Concord over Hanover. Lumen Christi down 24-0 second quarter. I think that's it. I'm looking for Manchester Clinton tonight.
Waiting for an update Springport from Vandy. GOC and Ratch on that Jackson High School game.
Yeah, Jackson High.
Thanks for the – that is
that's usually again, a track meet, too, isn't it?
Yeah. That is, again, the out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water. Serving Jackson for over 50 years, we got a Tri-County Water station at the radio station. That is refreshing, to say the least, Matt.
Refreshing?
Refreshing. Hey, we never got that golf game in that we've been trying to work on this summer. Still time.
You dodging me?
Maybe so. After that,
After
that cornhole loss, I don't know. I'm licking
model,
my wounds.
I'm a model of inconsistency on the golf course. I can shoot 37 one night and 52 the next. That's the truth. And I can show you proof.
Out of the timeout, back on the field. Partridge back to pass, looking deep. He's got a man.
Oh!
Caught it!
Touchdown.
Holds on, touchdown!
50 yards.
Huge play for sophomore quarterback.
44 yards.
Great call. 44 yards going to number 21, Connor Davenport.
Great call out of the timeout, too.
A little on. Is there a flag back here?
Uh-oh.
Or did that fall out of someone's pocket?
I don't know. It looks like a flag.
Those kids throw their football out here?
Uh-oh.
They're lining up for the kick.
I think it's going to be rough, and I think it's going to be on Napoleon, if there's anything. Personal foul. Roughing the quarterback.
Against the Pirates.
Yep.
Assess that on the kick. 107 on the clock, and the Eagles looking to make a 14-0 with the extra point attempt. Huge pass. Two passing touchdowns for the sophomore. Partridge.
Well, I'll tell you, that was great use of play action right there. And Raby's, like I said, he's the guy. And so when you put, when you stack the box, it gets one-on-one coverage for your receivers, and that's exactly what happened. And 44-yard touchdown.
Extra point is up. Looks clean to me. No good. Why, a little bit to the right there of the upright. So 13-0 our score with 107 to go. We'll take a one-minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
J-Rod checking in from downtown Jackson. DDA cruising, rolls on, cars have rolled in. Beautiful, beautiful sight on Michigan Avenue. Street's already beautiful because they redid it. It looks awesome. We got all the beautiful vehicles lining the classics, the street rods, all the different kinds you'll see, some you've never seen before. So come check it out. Get your weekend started off right. Lots to do in downtown Jackson tonight. We're hanging out till 8. They're here till about 9. It's J-Rod with Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, we are live as they walk off the penalty from the touchdown play. Columbia Central leading 13-0 over in Napoleon, and now they will kick off from the Napoleon 45-yard line. Again, about a 44-yard touchdown pass, Partridge to Connor Davenport.
Yeah.
Weatherspoon and Wilson back to return the kick. And that's Greg Weatherspoon. But Ethan Weatherspoon's the up man there, so a short kick would go to him. But I imagine you try to boom it here and get the touchback. Nope, they'll pooch it. And they'll let it roll. Picked up.
Nice.
And nice coverage. Pulled down. That's going to be it. Napoleon at their own 5-yard line. Picked up by their Connor Bammer.
Well, I think Napoleon needs to take a knee right here. I think you need to regroup your balls at the 5-yard line.
Trying to mitigate the risk.
Who got the ball to start the half?
Columbia did.
Napoleon get the ball to start the half. I think you take a knee right here. I think you'd be smart.
Chadwell under center here. Yeah. He's got two wide eye formation. Wilson's the deep back. And he'll take the give. Slams into the line. Finding some room. Runs over a couple guys. He's got a first down. Clock starts running. We're under a minute here with 55 to go in the first half.
First down. Clock stops. So get into a hurry up.
Wilson accelerates well into that line. not a huge kid, but he looks to be a strong kid, and he's got some
he's got
some gallop to him too.
They talked about him as being a hard runner and tough, and he's shown that.
He's back there again, and they'll give it to him. Yep. Grabbed, probably step in the backfield. He drags the guy for a couple yards, though. Time winding down here. We're under 30 seconds now. First half, 13-0, Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Stay tuned for the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. And listen up for our Subway Player of the Game following the broadcast. 16 seconds now. Under center, Jacob Chadwell. Wide left, Bammer. And to the right, Ethan Weatherspoon. They'll pitch it out to Greg Weatherspoon. Looking to turn it upfield. Find some room. Slew of tacklers there. He's not going to get anywhere. Mike Araby, the first one to hit him.
That'll end the game.
End the first half. 13-0, Columbia Central Golden Eagles over the Napoleon Pirates. A game of opportunities for Napoleon, but they squandered most of them. We're going to take a break here for the half. 2 minutes. We'll come back and do the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report and bring you the second half of this broadcast. Came on a 5.3 football frenzy again. 13-0. Columbia Central Golden Eagles lead the Napoleon Pirates.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
Aspiring actors, singers, dancers, and models are invited to audition with Art Scouting Director Kim Myers on Saturday, August 27th at the Holiday Inn Jackson Northwest Airport. Call 800-742-1920 to book your audition time. 800-742-1920.
Winter is coming. Make sure your driveway is prepared with help from Lester Brothers. They have driveway gravel to make it easy for you to get in and out of your driveway this winter. You're also going to want to get your septic tank pumped before winter, and Lester Brothers can do that too. It's not too late for end of the year projects. From residential and commercial excavation to topsoil and driveway gravel, no job is too big or too small for Lester Brothers Excavating. Call today, 764-7888. Lester Brothers Excavating, online at lesterbros.com.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
WKHM FM and HD1 Brooklyn Jackson.
K105.3 Brooklyn Jackson.
High school football on K105.3. It's the halftime report. Now back to the press box.
Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman, your K105.3 football frenzy. The Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. Collins Brothers floor covering. Family-owned and operated since 1940. Matt, I think when we look at the game right now, Napoleon played well at times. They were able to make plays. They moved the ball up and down the field. They were able to corral Mike Araby.
This is a carbon copy of last year.
It's starting to feel that way.
It is. I mean, this game, Napoleon has shown that they have played well enough in this game to be ahead. But they have killed themselves with costly turnovers and penalties. I mean, they've had some bad penalties in this first half, and that's, you know, That's cost them.
Yeah, it's been big play, penalty. Big play, penalty. Yeah, it just felt that way every time.
And you know, and Columbia's done a nice job, too. I mean, Raby's been a workhorse. You know, he's got to be, and I don't know what he's got at halftime. We don't have stats in front of us, but he's got to be close to 100 yards. But they've used on the both touchdowns, they've used play action to Raby for touchdowns. You know, one where they got both one-on-one coverage. You know, the first one to Leppert, and then the second one to Davenport, the long one, 44 yards, and really it was a result of having, you know, 8-9 guys in the box, really trying to contain Raby, getting one-on-one coverage. And I'll tell you, you get one-on-one coverage, you get two good athletes, more times than not, the offensive player is going to win that battle.
Sure.
And so that's the story for me. I just think Napoleon's got to stop shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, and you know what we said at the outset, Matt? They're going to stack it up, and they're going to try to stop Raby until Columbia Central proves that that's not the game plan that's going to work.
Nope.
And I think they did prove that with the play action. Now you got to watch out for the pass game. And what that really says to me is that Michael Raby might have a field day here in the second half.
Well,
if they
got
to really respect the pass game, they're going to have to give him one less guy to beat, and he will.
I mean,
he's going to run wild.
He's got 100. He's probably got close to 100 yards in the first half, and he's got him with 8 guys in the box. So
you're
right. You pull a guy out of the box and add an extra defender in the put another cornerback out there. You're right. That could be a long second half.
And if you're Scott Asher in the locker room going, guys, let's keep doing what we did, the good things.
Yeah.
And let's stop the bad things, because that's the bad things are holding penalties, personal foul penalties, and then the one turnover that led to the first points for Columbia Central.
Right.
The Golden Eagles here on the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. Why don't we take a look at some out-of-town scores, Matt? What do you got?
Well, Lumen Christi down 27-0 at the half to Grand Rapids West Catholic. Coldwater 27-8 over Jackson High. That's first half. I'm not sure if that's halftime yet or probably close to
half.
That
was halftime at
halftime score. Yep, halftime score from Hanover Concord 8-0 over the Comets. Second quarter score, Clinton 28-6 over Manchester.
Okay.
Halftime score, Parma Western 21-14 21-14. Gross Eagle leads Parma Western at the half. Jackson Northwest leads Eaton Rapids 8-6. And still haven't found anything on Grass Lake, Stockbridge, Springport, Vandy, or Whitmore Lake, East Jackson. I've been scouring Twitter for updates, so if anybody knows any scores out there, please post them on Twitter so we can...
In layman terms, right?
In layman terms.
Layman spelled L-E-H-M-A-N.
That's right.
Matt Layman on Twitter. Follow for some great commentary. Matt, what's your favorite Twitter post? I usually post about music.
You know, I don't use Twitter as much as I should, you know?
Yeah.
I use it more, I think, for sports.
Sure.
You know, what's the guy that's the in Major League 2, the catcher, remember?
You can't do a Major League 2 reference at
I can do whatever I want, okay? And I saw something that said that the Cleveland Indians were going to sign Rube, whatever his name is. I can't think of his last name.
I can't either.
They were going to sign him, and I retweeted. I thought it was hilarious because they were looking for a catcher, and that was when Lucroy didn't want to go for Milwaukee and end up in Texas. So I thought that was funny. I like stuff that's funny. Makes me laugh.
All right. We'll take a 3-minute break here on the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. Family owned and operated since 1940. K105.3 Football Frenzy, 13-0. Columbia Central Golden Eagles lead the Napoleon Pirates. We'll be back with the second half.
If your tailgate's boring, not enough food, then you need the Big Green Egg. That's right, the Big Green Egg. The Big Green Egg. Like the Mini Max Egg that can cook a 12-pound turkey, 4 burgers, 1 chicken, 2 steaks, or a rack of ribs. Found only at Pecos' Spas and Leisure Products on Main Street in Brooklyn. Plus, you'll also find 8 spas under $4,500. Get a hot tub for under $4,500. 100% financing available at Pecos' Spas and Leisure Products, Main Street in Brooklyn, your home for the Big Green Egg. And 8 spas under $4,500.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Do you stand on saying what you mean? On meaning what you say? On being kind even when it's tempting to be mean? On family dinners? Family photos? Family reunions with 7 different kinds of pie? Hot dogs at the ballpark? Coffee with plenty of cream? Or do you stand on a completely different cup of tea?
What do you stand on? The short answer is Collins Brothers Floor Covering. The look you love for the life you lead. Hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and carpet. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson. 782-0298. Call them today.
For 29 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County, but can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Pizza is awesome. It comes in all shapes and sizes, and Luffy's Pizza has got them all. Thin crust, pan style, Chicago style. You know what else is awesome? Tacos. Luffy's Pizza has tacos, too. And I don't even need to mention how awesome ice cream is, and they have that, too. Stop by Luffy's after the big game for the Football Frenzy Special. $2 off a large two-topping pizza with your ticket stub. Awesome pizza, tacos, and ice cream. Luffy's Pizza at the corner of 127 and Jefferson Road in Clark Lake. Visit luffyspizza.com.
Turn your yard into your very own paradise with help from B&G Landscape Creations. Celebrating 16 years in business. Get on the schedule now for your landscape jobs. B&G carries Michigan-grown nursery stock, a fully stocked greenhouse, and a full supply store carrying grass seed, tools, organic fertilizers, and pond supplies. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
B&G Landscape Creations. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. Matt, I was able to snag some statistics from the Columbia booth up here. Michael Raby, 16 carries, 75 yards.
That's a workhouse. I mean, that's a workhorse performance right there. That pays for 30-plus carries.
Sophomore QB Cole Partridge, 2 for 6, but both of his completions were for touchdowns. He's got 53 yards through the air. Meanwhile, for the Pirates, you get Greg Weatherspoon, 4 carries, 16 yards. You get the quarterback, Chadwell, 3 carries for 5 yards, and then Wilson, 7 carries for 51 yards. I feel like Wilson needs to get the ball a little more here in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But I think that, I don't know how many plays that they Napoleons ran, but seems like he's got it quite a bit. But yeah, you're right. I would. He's definitely looked the part. I think, regardless if you get the ball to him as a running back, or if you get him the ball in the passing games, I think he's got a catch.
Well, the passing game's been effective too. Chadwell 8-9 through the air for 64 yards. Of course, the one incompletion was an interception, and that really turned the game around and got Columbia some momentum. The big story, I think, the number that jumps out the most at you, and we've been kind of hammering at it almost. Columbia Central, 1 penalty for 5 yards. Napoleon, 5 penalties for 50 yards.
Yep.
That's brutal.
Yep. And they've been big penalties.
Yeah.
They've been drive killers.
Yep. So, Collins Brothers Floor Covering halftime report. coming to a close here. Family owned and operated since 1940. We appreciate Collins Brothers Floor Covering and all of our fine sponsors tonight. And stay tuned after the game for our Subway Player of the Game. A few favorites in the clubhouse right now. Of course, Mike Araby having a nice game. Sophomore Cole Partridge with two touchdown passes. You got to consider that. And, of course, Napoleon in a comeback effort could certainly put a guy into that race. We'll take another one-minute break. We'll come back with second half coverage on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. 13-0, Columbia Central in front of Napoleon.
Aspiring actors, singers, dancers, and models are invited to audition with Art Scouting Director Kim Myers on Saturday, August 27th at the Holiday Inn Jackson Northwest Airport. Call 800-742-1920 to book your audition time. 800-742-1920.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Boyle, Matt Lehman, the final seconds tick off the halftime clock. We're ready for round two here. 13-0 Columbia Central Golden Eagles ahead of the Napoleon Pirates. The hometown Napoleon Pirates, and again, had momentum, got some things done. We'll look to see what kind of adjustments they made in the second half. The biggest one you need to do is kind of screw your head on a little bit tighter. And
yep. You need a driver here. You need to put together a drive. You know, and they did that early, you know, right there. Midway through the second quarter, they had a great drive going, kind of a mixture of pass run, and then they shot themselves in the foot with a penalty and a big sack by Zach Hissonks. Remember, 66 had that big sack in that drive,
yeah, that was,
and it
that
took
was
them
a huge
out
play.
Of. Yep, you know, that's a key. That, you know, other than the interception, that was probably the second biggest defensive play. This for a key play in the first half for Columbia.
All of our Football Frenzy games this year will, of course, feature a pregame tailgate at the school that we're at today. It was here in Napoleon. And you can come down and sign up for a chance to win a brand-new Chevy Cruze from Art Main Chevrolet. And congrats to Jay Klaus, Steve Fleming, Dana Daniels, Jeff Ash, Terrell Daniels, Samantha Wiley, Daniel Sandoval, Steve Jordan, Bruce Child, and Tony Griggs qualified tonight.
You say Samantha Wiley? I think she's Napoleon's volleyball coach.
Oh, well.
So
she might be driving around in a brand new car. Yeah.
All right.
All the best people come out to these broadcasts. We're glad to be here live tonight. Napoleon, we're just about ready for second half action. Columbia Central will kick off. And the Pirates have both of the Weatherspoons back deep to receive right now. Now we switch sides. I guess they had it lined up wrong. So, moving right to left on your radio dial, the Napoleon Pirates set to kick off Columbia Central. And it looks like that'll be number three, Carson Daniels, another sophomore, out on the field for Columbia Central. They actually use four sophomores on their lineup. And Napoleon's got three. Both teams with 11 seniors. And one additional player for the Pirates have 14 juniors to 13 for Columbia. Kick goes to the right. Caught by Wilson, but fumbled him. Pick it up and run. Nowhere to go. Difficulty with reeling in the catch. Delayed Wilson from getting the burners turned on. They'll start the offense here from the 25. First and 10, Napoleon. And Chadwell, the senior captain, won the quarterback duel from the training camp. Brings the Pirates out on the field. Worked a lot from under center tonight. That I formation has been effective for Napoleon. Two wide receivers, fullback, deep man is Greg Weatherspoon. Snap and the give to Weatherspoon. He runs it just off center. Couple yards there, pulled down short of the 30. It is second down and 7 for the Pirates.
They got Wilson out of the game right now. A little surprised by that. I think that having him and Weatherspoon on the field at the same time is really allows, I think, to really spread the defense out.
Yep. Bammer left wide. Ethan Weatherspoon wide right. The give is to Greg Weatherspoon out of the eye. Patient run there. Not a lot of room, but he does wiggle his way up to the 30-yard line for another couple yards. On the second down and 6 play, they're really just going to spot that for 1 yard.
Yep. Third and about, what do you think, about 4? 5?
Looks like 5 to me. Maybe a long 4. Not a great spot on the play. So we'll call 5 yards, third down. 3 wide to the left for Chadwell. Ethan and Greg Weatherspoon and then Bammer. It's the wide out on the sideline. Quick pass goes to Greg Weatherspoon. Dodges a couple guys. Gets to the outside. Turn upfield. He's got the first down. And he'll step out of bounds right about the 45-yard line.
That was all Greg Weatherspoon right there.
Yeah.
Actually, the Columbia defensive back read that well. Came up and read that little quick pass and came up. And Weatherspoon broke the tackle and got around the outside.
Yeah, Weatherspoon, when he gets the ball out in that area, he's immediately looking to get to that corner and turn it upfield. And this was the first time he really got loose. Big play for the Pirates. They got first and 10 from the 45. Weatherspoon takes a breather. Wilson in the backfield takes the handoff off tackle, dragging a guy with him, and
man,
he
tough.
Loses the battle there a little bit, but still able to fight it ahead.
He is a tough, tough little running back.
And so the give and the run, that's going to be a good spot. I like that spot for where I thought the forward progress got to. Tough run by Wilson. That's going to bring up 2nd and 5 from the 50. Midfield for the Pirates. With something working here again on the offense, if they can avoid the mistake, the penalty, they may be able to turn this into some points. I formation, 2 wide receivers. Chadwell takes the snap, fakes the give to the full. Gives to the halfback.
Oh, fumbled the ball.
He fumbles it, and it's
fumbled
recovered.
It. Columbia Central.
Columbia's saying they've got it, and that is the case. So it's not a penalty this time. It's a turnover at midfield. So Napoleon, once again, moving the sticks, but come up short with a mistake. So they're going to spot that at the 49-yard line in their own territory. Columbia Central Golden Eagles get their first position of the second half. 9:42 on the clock. They lead 13-0 with the ball. 1st and 10. Raby in the backfield. Shotgun formation for Cole Partridge and the Eagles. Takes the snap, gives to Raby up the middle. He's hit, bounces off. Turns on the burners there at the end of the run. Falls forward for a 9-yard gain. He's going to be just short of a first down.
Tough run. Boy, I tell you.
The end of that drive for this, you could feel the air just kind of let out of the stands here on the home side after the fumbled play there. Meanwhile, Columbia Central's got some momentum built up on their own. Got official time out on the field. And let's start the clock back up. Don't know what that was. Not a great spot there. We'll call it 2nd and 2. Shotgun formation. And gives back to Raby. Splits it up the middle. He's got room. He's into the second level. He's into the final level. He beats him off for a touchdown.
43 yards.
The feeling that he's been threatening to do that all night, and he finally broke through. He just beat everybody. quick hitter, like you said, Matt. That's where their butter's bread is buttered. And
if you looked at that play going into that play, they were almost in a spread right there. Mm-hmm. They had two receivers out on the left, one spread out wide on the right. They just gave it to Raby in space and 43-yard touchdown.
Worked the way that Kubiak drew it up there for the Eagles. Head coach got to be happy with his young quarterback and his talented running back as they look to put another point up on the board.
And they do. Good.
We're 19-0. Columbia Central Golden Eagles ahead of the Napoleon Pirates. Pirates will try to rally when we return. 1 minute break on K105.3's Friday Football Frenzy.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
Family and community is important, and no one knows that better than Modern Way Systems. Family owned and community grounded, Modern Way supports many local events and organizations. Modern Way Systems of Napoleon takes pride in offering dependable service from residential to commercial, or you're more than welcome to dump your own trash at the Modern Waste Transfer Station at 7219 Brooklyn Road next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
People, I'm Matt Lehman. We're back. Short kickoff. Tough to handle. Weatherspoon picks it up. Ethan Weatherspoon trying to get to the all the way to the other side of the field, looking for room to turn it up. Can't do it. Now we got some laundry on the field. It looked like it might have been a face mask. Maybe got him when he came over the top.
Horse collar. Could have been a whole personal foul. What do we got here?
Weatherspoon was battling, and it's going to be blocked in the back.
It's going to be a hold against Napoleon.
So another mistake's going to set them back. They didn't have great field position as it was. And they'll start at a deficit here again. 8:43 on the clock. Score update, they're 20-0. You know, I don't always trust my quick math in my head, Matt, so I went with the scoreboard, and they had just, I think you just hit a wrong button there.
We're just helping them out.
20-0.
We're just helping them out. Concord, Greg Catwick on a touchdown reception, and Tony Brooks on the two-point conversion, and they now lead Hanover Horton 16-0. Western Fortress to Evan Thompson, now 21-all. With Grosseal, Western and Grosseal. So, out-of-town scoreboard.
First and 10 for the Pirates from their own 15. Out of the shotgun. Chadwell, two wide right, one wide to his left. Weatherspoon in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Give is to Weatherspoon to the left side, looking to turn it upfield. Nowhere to go. We'll get a flag for the hold in the backfield, and he loses like about three, but he's really going to lose some more than that with the yellow flag on the field, and his penalties are just absolutely handcuffing Napoleon from getting any momentum built up. So they will huddle up in their own end zone.
They accept that. I think they decline the penalty.
They'll take second down and 12. Chadwell under center this time. Weatherspoon back. Fumbles the snap. Picks it back up. Tries to get to Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon has to dive on it. There's another 4 yards lost. This Columbia Central defense just pinning their ears back and getting in the backfield. Now 8:13 to go in the third. It's 20-0, and it's going to be a third and 17. Is that what you're seeing, Matt? 16?
Yeah. 17 0.6. We'll call it a long
precision.
17.
You're a precision guy, I understand.
Northwest just scored. They now lead Eaton Rapids 14-6. Third quarter score.
Opening night of high school football here. Play action pass. Chadwell with lots of time. Nobody to throw to. Here's now he out. Lofts it. Bammer behind everyone. Caught it!
Nice.
Huge play for the Napoleon Pirates. Chadwell, all the time in the world to throw, and he finds Bammer, who readjusts to the pass, caught it at the 48-yard line.
Go long, threw it up there, and made a nice play on the ball.
Bammer, and deep down the field.
Napoleon needs to take advantage of this momentum right here.
First and 10 from their own 48. What looked dire. A little life pumped back into the crowd. A little life pumped back into this Pirate team. Chadwell's under center in I formation, one wide receiver. And he's back to pass again. Looking for the tight end, Vincent, middle of the field.
Got a late penalty. Here it comes. Going to be interference, looks like, on Columbia Central.
And you know, man, I don't necessarily love that call. I think the ball was passed before the contact happened. But the officials got to make it snap decision.
Well, the fact that both officials made it. Mm-hmm. The guy that was the sideline official right there.
Yeah, two guys
came
saw
from it. It came from two different ways, so I...
So they'll walk it off here. And that is indeed the call. So a penalty working in the Pirates' favor. They move into Eagles territory down to the 38. First and 10. Two wide receivers, Ethan Weatherspoon to the left. Bammer out to the right. Fumble the snap, dives on it. Doesn't look like they gave it away. But that's the second fumbled snap on this possession.
Scott Ash is going to have a out-of-body experience. He is, you know, he's got to be frustrated right now. Because, again, there's really shown signs in this game. They've played well.
Yeah.
But they just continue to hurt themselves. Gross Eagle scored again. It's now 28-21. That's a back-and-forth game with Parma Western and Gross Eagle. Third quarter, 6 minutes left, third quarter. It looks like a shootout at the OK Corral.
Chadwell under center here, looking to get Napoleon on the board. Gives to Wilson through the line. He's got some room, turns it back upfield. Now cuts back at the 10-yard line. Wilson's pulled down, big run. Napoleon's got something working here. The offense continues to fire. If they can avoid the mistakes, they've got something going tonight. They'll spot that down by the 10-yard line. Call a first and goal from the 10. Pirates threatening now. Right back up to the line of scrimmage, ready to roll. 6:35 on the clock. Another fumbled snap. They dive on it. And the Pirates will come back with it.
There's an old saying. Sometimes you just can't stand prosperity. You know what I mean?
I think I know what you mean, Matt. Reevaluate. Move it back 2 yards. First and goal from the 12. Excuse me, second and goal. I formation. Geez, you almost have to go back in the shotgun just because the exchange has been more consistent that way. Takes the snap there. Wilson cuts it to the right. He's got a race to the pylon. And he loses the race, but he does get him down inside the 5-yard line. Looked like Wilson had a chance to score on that one. Great job by the pursuit there from the Eagles to keep him out of the end zone, but he does get it inside the 5. Third and goal from the 4.
This is obviously, goes without saying, a huge possession for Napoleon.
Tight eye formation. Snaps, exchange still a little sloppy. Gets it to Wilson, he turns it up. He's touchdown. In the end zone. Touchdown, Napoleon. And Matt, No flags on the field. The Pirates on the scoreboard. For
I never even saw the kid with the yellow football even throw the football. <with them. laughs> 3 yard run.
5:01 showing Duncan Wilson. The clock. 20-6 now. The Pirates trail. They'll look to put a couple more on the board here. Looks like they're setting up for the kick, and that is the case. So we'll get one extra attempt here for one. And the extra point attempt is up and through. 30-7. Napoleon 20. On the board. 20. Why did I say 30? It looks like 30 from here. Thank you, Matt, for catching my error. 20-7. Pirates got some momentum.
New ball game.
1 minute break. We're right back on the Friday Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Turn your yard into your very own paradise with help from B&G Landscape Creations. Celebrating 16 years in business. Get on the schedule now for your landscape jobs. B&G carries Michigan-grown nursery stock, a fully stocked greenhouse, and a full supply store carrying grass seed, tools, organic fertilizers, and pond supplies. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
B&G Landscape Creations. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Mid-Michigan Entertainment is fun, done the way you like it. When you choose Mid-Michigan Entertainment, you'll see what so many other people have known for years. Whether it's your wedding, graduation, or party of any type, no event is too big or small. Mid-Michigan Entertainment offers you everything you'll need or want to celebrate in a way that fits your individual tastes. From HD videography, photo booths and lounges, uplighting, ceremony music, wedding officiants, the list goes on and on. It's your celebration, and they'll make it happen just the way you want it. Visit MidMichiganEntertainment.com for more information or find them on Facebook. Mid-Michigan Entertainment is fun, on the way you like it.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Hey, hey. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on the Football Frenzy. Napoleon stays out of their own way there, and the offense works. They get into the end zone. A nice complete drive started with a big, big third down play. Bammer deep in their own end zone. They throw it way downfield. And that was the momentum kick they needed to get into the end zone.
That's a huge play right there.
Now a big possession for the Pirates defense. They'll kick off. And that is Gary Elliott deep to receive along with number 7, Connor McClear. He gets it. Heads up the left sideline over the 35. Decent field position to start for the Golden Eagles. 4:56 on the clock. Micah Raby with a huge run to finish off the last drive for the Eagles, and I expect a steady dose of him again on this possession. Cole Partridge has not been outstanding. He hasn't been dynamic, but he has played pretty mistake-free, and that's what the Eagles really needed out of the sophomore quarterback getting his first start tonight. They set up with 4 wide, spread it right out. That's when they like to run Raby up the middle. This time it's a faked handoff. Partridge keeps it. He's got a lot of room on the left sideline. He's got to beat Weatherspoon, and he doesn't do it. He's forced out of bounds, but a big run on a nice fake handoff to Raby and a keeper.
Yep.
Out of that shotgun formation, they got a lot of options. They really use that play action stupendously.
They do. And you have to account for Raby. That's the bottom, you know what? So, you know, when other guys are making plays like that, that's huge.
I just got a score update from that Jackson High School game. 33-16 Coldwater with 5:05 left in the third quarter. Here in our third quarter with 4:47 on the clock, 20-7 Eagles, and now they are in Napoleon territory. The 36-yard line, first and 10. Out of the shotgun, the give is to Raby. No, it's a keep again. A lot of room
play.
To run over there. And
yep.
Cole Partridge is just gashing this Napoleon defense on this possession.
I watched the Napoleon defense right there, and they are keying Raby so hard right there. And then you figure, okay, well they're not gonna
they
run it,
do it twice
in a row. See what happens here.
If you're playing Madden on your Xbox right now, Matt, John Madden would have said, Call that play again. Worked so well the first time.
Yep. Stop and, this.
Yeah. So another first down for the Eagles, and this time they're going from the 19-yard line. Out of that shotgun formation again. This time four wide. This time he does give to Raby up the middle. And he gets some contact immediately, still able to fall ahead for 5 yards.
Nice game.
Second down to 5. Nice game by Michael Raby. No signs of fatigue out of him. Just looks ready to go out there and take the carry. He had 16 lugs there in the first half, and he for 75 yards. I imagine he's close to topping that total already here in the second half.
Well, Lumen Christie's on the board. Now 27-7, about midway through the third quarter.
About the 15, Columbia Central out there in that shotgun formation again. Four wide. Give is to Raby, tries to cut it outside just off of that tackle. Not a ton of room to work with, but he is going to get him into a third and short situation. So as good as Napoleon did in the first half, kind of corralling Raby, they have struggled against the run game here in the second half. And I think, Matt, it's that switch from two wideouts to four spreads everybody out, and you got to account for those wideouts. Like we said, once you know that Partridge showed that he's got some skills in that passing game, Napoleon's got to watch out for that two-headed monster instead of just the one. And now we've seen that Partridge can tote the ball as well on the ground. So things looking good for Columbia Central right now. Out of the shotgun. Michael Raby taking a break on this play. Partridge takes the snap and fakes the handoff, keeps it, and he's into the end zone. And another touchdown. Two through the air, one on the ground for Cole Partridge, the sophomore. Off to a great start on this 2016 campaign, and the Columbia Central Golden Eagles pouring it on here. Make it 26-7. Set up for the extra point and attempt.
That's a big answer right there for Columbia Central. You know, came right back and answered the Napoleon touchdown and
marched it down there. Partridge holds on the extra point try. Kick is up, and it's through. Another point for Connor McClear. 27-7 our score. The Golden Eagles answer the Napoleon touchdown with one of their own. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back with another try for the Napoleon Pirates on the Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Honest, ethical, putting clients first, doing what's right. Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. At our company, these aren't just buzzwords. My parents founded the company on these principles and values, and that is how we do our business every day. These are the qualities that allowed us to be the number one real estate company in Jackson County in 2015 in both sales volume and units sold. Even though we're doing business with old-fashioned values, we still have the most cutting-edge technology in the business to keep up with the speed of life today. If you would like to experience the service and values that made ERA Reardon Realty Jackson's number one real estate company, we would love to help you with your real estate needs. Call or stop in at any of our three offices, Northwest Avenue, South Main Street in Brooklyn, or our newest cafe-style office on Horton Road in Summit Township, connected to the new Bigby Coffee. Or you can check out our website at erareardon.com. Thanks again for your support and for making us number one in 2015. We look forward to being your real estate company.
You're tuned in to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, ready for the kickoff, and it's another short pooch. Caught, and he goes right to the ground. No return, but decent field position to start for Napoleon. They've struggled on handling that kickoff the last couple times. They'll start at their own 38-yard line, first and 10 after an efficient, effective drive on their last possession. Napoleon needs to go down and score again.
Yeah, big answer. I mean, kind of switch momentum back to Columbia Central.
2 minutes, 51 seconds left here in the third quarter of our opening game of the Football Frenzy. Brought to you by Art Main. everybody at our Football Frenzy tailgates attempting to get qualified for a chance at that brand new Chevy Cruze. It's that nice charcoal gray color, Matt, that I really like.
But you can't win.
I can't win.
I can't win.
We can't win.
We can't win, man.
Three wide for Napoleon. Back to pass Chadwell. Bailout to Greg Weatherspoon. And he's got some room to run out there. Turned it into a decent play.
Looks
like
six
a broken
yards.
Play almost. I'm going to call it 7 yards on that one, Matt.
And I believe you would be calling it right.
I think we're halfway between both of us. I think that spot kind of moves it a little back from where I thought, but a little further than what you thought. Teamwork, I guess, let's say. Second down and seven for the Pirates. Bammer wide right. Ethan Weatherspoon to the left. Greg Weatherspoon deep in the I formation. Chadwell under center. And he hands it off to Weatherspoon. Breaks a couple tackles. He's got a first down. And he's into Eagles territory. And you know, Matt.
I'll tell you, Napoleon's got, they really got a nice 1-2 punch. And Greg Weatherspoon and Duncan Wilson, for sure.
Napoleon.
Both guys, they both run the ball well.
Sure, Napoleon pulled a little switch on us, Matt. Darren Hampton in under center now for the Pirates. He's down to take the snap out of the I formation. First and 10 for the Pirates from the Eagles, 47. Wilson in the backfield takes the handoff, and he's got...
Chadwell nicked up
nice
a little
gain there.
I know he threw that one pick, but I mean, he was 8 for 9 in the first half. So I wonder if he's just letting Hampton have a series here, or if Chadwell's nicked up a little bit.
Second down, 6 to go. Pirates at the Eagles' 43-yard line. Hampton under center out of the eye. Fakes a give to the fullback, gives to Wilson. And he's ahead for about 4 yards, pulled down. He's going to be short of the first down. But third and manageable for the Napoleon Pirates. Hampton comes to the sideline to get the play. Wilson will go to the sideline as Greg Weatherspoon's back in. Also in the game for Napoleon, Tony Silvestri, wide left. I formation. Once again, 40 seconds to go here in the third. Give us to Greg Weatherspoon. Breaks a couple tackles through the line, and he's got a first down for the Pirates.
Napoleon's, again, putting together a nice drive.
Time running out here in the third period.
Definitely the offenses have really established themselves a lot better here in the second half, both teams.
Get a end of the third at the Jackson High Coldwater game. 33-16 Coldwater leading that tilt.
Still plenty of time left for Jackson High. We've seen last year.
They were just putting a point.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Nobody's business. Out of the I formation, Hampton running his first pass attempt, looking for Vincent, the tight end, on an out route, and overthrew the pass. So on first and 10. Incomplete for the Pirates. Bring up second and 10. And again, they're from the 35 in Golden Eagles territory. 4 seconds left here in this period. 27-7 our score. The Golden Eagles been able to take advantage of first half Napoleon Pirate mistakes to get out to an advantage. In the second half, it's been all Micah Raby. That's not true. That last drive, we got a lot of Cole Partridge on the ground. Hampton under center. I formation, two wideouts again. This time the give is to Weatherspoon, finding some room off tackle. Breaks a tackle on his feet still. Still
nice.
Still churning, still moving the legs inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line for Napoleon. And Greg Weatherspoon showing some skills on the field out there. Tackled by a gang of Golden Eagles.
End of the third quarter, Captain.
Third quarter's in the books. We'll switch ends, get you fourth quarter action. Our fourth quarter coming up, brought to you by B&G Landscape. On a 1 minute break on K105.3's Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Celebrate Labor Day at a place that's been celebrating Labor Day for 70 years, the Beach Bar on Ocean Beach on Clark Lake. And join them for their final patio parties of the year this Sunday and Wednesday. The Backstage Grill is open for patio parties, burgers, pulled pork, chicken sandwiches, plus live music, cold drinks, good times, and a burger off the grill. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach and Clark Lake, celebrating 70 years of serving up the classics.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Fourth quarter action, 12 minutes on the clock, 27-7. The Golden Eagles in front of the Pirates, and Napoleon's ready to run a play here out of the shotgun.
Oh, my goodness.
And back into the game. It is Jake Chadwell. Fumbles the first snap he sees. They're going to hold on to possession. So still not quite sure why Chadwell was out of the game. Maybe it was because of the struggles on the handoff exchange. Or the snap exchange.
I don't know. It looked, he was standing next to Coach Ash. He didn't look hurt. And like I said, he's played well.
Fourth quarter of this game brought to you by B&G Landscape. Matt, got mulch? Second down and 12 for the Pirates. Back to pass is Chadwell. Screen pass set up to Wilson. Well defended by the Eagles. They got a lot of guys over there to the play. And they're going to stop for just a two-yard gain. Bring up third down about 11 yards from the 20-yard line for the Pirates. Drive's kind of stalled.
Well, I kind of like that play call, though.
Yeah.
Something we haven't seen right there. But it was well sniffed out by Columbia Central.
Well coached, Columbia Central. They've been a disciplined team thus far. Kudos to Kubiak on the sideline over there. They had a great year last year and looking to build on that. And looking to retain possession of the little brown jug. Matt, Columbia Central leads the series between these two, 31 games to 17, and currently winning 7 of the last 8. Chadwell back to pass on third and long. Getting some pressure, stays on his feet, gets out of the pocket, turns it upfield.
Oh, nice.
Nice juke move down to the 5.
First down.
Stopped short of the end zone. Nifty footwork. Jacob Chadwell on the run there. Napoleon first and goal. It looks like they're going to spot that inside of the 5 there, almost down to the 4. Big play, Jake Chadwell. Looked like he might have been in danger back there, and he found the edge, turned it upfield, and just a nice Barry Sanders-esque juke to stand his feet and get it inside the 5. Now he's under center again. This time the gives to Weatherspoon, and he'll get into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Touchdown for the Pirates. Another big play saves that drive that felt like it was maybe going to be stifled. Napoleon into the end zone now on 2 straight possessions, 27-13. Chance to make it 27-14.
5-yard run.
Still plenty of time in the B&G Landscape fourth quarter, 10:36 on the clock. This was the kind of game that we thought we were going to get, and the Napoleon mistakes kind of kept them out of it, but working from the deficit here, if they can make enough plays, they can get back into this one.
Well, and the plays have got to be made on defense right here.
Right now.
We got to get.
And the extra point try is up through the uprights. 27-14, 10:36 to go. Columbia Central with the lead. They'll get the ball when we return. K105.3 Football Frenzy, 1-minute break.
for 29 years. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County, but can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
The Village Peddler Gift Shop on the square in downtown Brooklyn with a great selection of Vera Bradley bags and brand new patterns arriving this week. Plus, local lake items, t-shirts, coasters, can coolies, and lake signs. Take a trip down memory lane with nostalgic candy or enjoy favorites like Jelly Bellies, triple dipped malted milk balls, and Gilbert chocolates. They have kids games, toys, and books, plus baby items and baby books, and a selection of ladies clothing, jewelry, Life is Good products, and Yankee and Woodwick candles. The Village Peddler Gift Shop on the square in downtown Brooklyn.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
27-14, our score, 10:36 to go in the B&G Landscape fourth quarter. Steve Boyle with Matt Lehman on the K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by Art Main. Maybe an onside kick attempt here from the Napoleon Pirates.
Well, I think that Columbia is preparing for
formation.
It. See what's going to happen here. Yeah, they are. Kind of, yeah,
takes
a
weird bounce. Diving stab, still loose. And Connor McClear dives on it. Eagles will maintain possession. That wasn't necessarily, you know, the onside kick attempt that you get familiar with watching the NFL where they kind of line up everybody on the side. They just kind of wanted to create a little chaos and see if they couldn't keep the ball loose. They got a good bounce, but good job by Connor McClear to reel that one in. First and 10. Columbia Central from the 29-yard line of their own end of the field. And I expect the recipe to be more of the same. Spread it out and give it to your two good, you know, QB keep or Mike Aravey up the middle. They've been having a ton of success with that. And indeed, they do have it spread out. Shotgun formation. High snap. It's on the ground.
What do we got? What do we
Pile
got?
Pile up. Who's going to get that one? Looks like Columbia's able to dive on it.
Marking second now. Oh, I think Raby went and got it.
Raby might have just saved a little strife for the Eagles.
Second down. I'll tell you, that was really, really close to a huge play for Napoleon right there.
Cole Partridge had to almost jump to grab that snap. Good thing he did knock it forward, because who knows who gets it if it goes over his head. They spread it back out. Raby to the left of Cole Partridge in the shotgun formation for the Eagles. And he takes the snap, gives to Raby up the middle, splits the defenders, and nobody's going to catch him. He's at the 40, 30, 70. 20, 10. Touchdown, Micah Raby.
70 yards.
See that little sprinter?
71 yards.
That little sprinter tuck at the end. Yep. Make sure he got the tape. Photo finish. Micah Raby broke through the line. There was no second level. He beat everybody to the end zone. 33-14 Columbia Central Golden Eagles. 9:36 to go here in the fourth quarter.
You know,
like it turns into a track meet. Micah Raby wins that one every time.
They were inches from a fumble recovery and getting the ball back with a chance to,
you know, cut it to a
one possession game, and didn't happen. And then Raby, who recovered it, that fumble, goes 71 yards for a touchdown.
Extra point attempt coming. Connor McClear to kick for the Eagles. Hold is down. Kick is up. It's a high one, and it's through. 34-14, a 20-point lead for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles with 9:36 to go in the fourth quarter on your Friday Football Frenzy on K105.3. One minute break. We're right back.
Do you stand on saying what you mean? On meaning what you say? On being kind even when it's tempting to be mean? On family dinners? Family photos? Family reunions with 7 different kinds of pie? Hot dogs at the ballpark? Coffee with plenty of cream? Or do you stand on a completely different cup of tea?
What do you stand on? The short answer is Collins Brothers Floor Covering. The look you love for the life you lead. Hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and carpet. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson. 782-0298. Call them today.
Pizza is awesome. It comes in all shapes and sizes, and Luffy's Pizza has got them all. Thin crust, pan style, Chicago style. You know what else is awesome? Tacos. Luffy's Pizza has tacos, too. And I don't even need to mention how awesome ice cream is, and they have that, too. Stop by Luffy's after the big game for the Football Frenzy Special. $2 off a large two-topping pizza with your ticket stub. Awesome pizza, tacos, and ice cream. Luffy's Pizza at the corner of 127 and Jefferson Road in Clark Lake. Visit luffyspizza.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
34-14, Columbia Central Golden Eagles with a 20-point lead over the Napoleon Pirates. Both teams have failed to stop the other here in the second half. Napoleon will get the ball back to see if they can keep pace, but they need to do more than that to cut into this lead. Ethan Weatherspoon catches the kickoff. He's got some room, breaks the tackle. Nice. Over the 50, pushed out of bounds. And he, best field position to start for Napoleon, I think, in the game so far. And the short kickoff goes right into the arms of awaiting Ethan Weatherspoon, and he heads up the left sideline.
This game is...
spot's going to be at the 47 in Eagles territory.
You know, the playmakers have taken over a little bit here in the second half. You know, Wilson and Weatherspoon for Napoleon and Raby for Columbia Central.
Four wideouts now for the Pirates. Back to pass. And now scrambling, now throwing on the run. Open man is Bammer. Nice. He's got the catch.
Nice. That's a bad spot.
Bad spot, but a big play nonetheless. Deep into Eagle territory now for the Pirates. Looking to strike quickly. Great throw, Jake Chadwell on the run.
Timeout,
and we get a timeout from the Eagles. We'll take a timeout ourselves here on the broadcast on K105.3. 34-14, the Eagles lead, but the Pirates are driving. 1 minute break.
If your tailgate's boring, not enough food, then you need the Big Green Egg. That's right, the Big Green Egg. The Big Green Egg. Like the Mini Max Egg that can cook a 12-pound turkey, 4 burgers, 1 chicken, 2 steaks, or a rack of ribs. Found only at Pecos' Spas and Leisure Products on Main Street in Brooklyn. Plus, you'll also find 8 spas under $4,500. Get a hot tub for under $4,500. 100% financing available at Pecos' Spas and Leisure Products, Main Street in Brooklyn, your home for the Big Green Egg. And 8 spas under $4,500.
Winter is coming. Make sure your driveway is prepared. With help from Lester Brothers, they have driveway gravel to make it easy for you to get in and out of your driveway this winter. You're also going to want to get your septic tank pumped before winter, and Lester Brothers can do that too. It's not too late for end-of-the-year projects. From residential and commercial excavation to topsoil and driveway gravel, no job is too big or too small for Lester Brothers Excavating. Call today, 764-7888. Lester Brothers Excavating, online at lesterbros.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Out of the shotgun, give is to Wilson. He's pulled down for a short gain on the first and 10 play from the 30-yard line. Second and 7 now for the Napoleon Pirates at the Golden Eagles 26-yard line. Shotgun again for Chadwell. He's back to pass. Open. Greg Weatherspoon near the first down marker. And it looks like he might have gotten past that mark.
Close. Well, I tell you, I think it's going to be close.
They pulled that spot back again, but still, they might have measured that one. Nope, they've signaled the first down. And well done by the Pirates. Under 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 34-14. They still got a big deficit to eat up here. Chadwell out of the shotgun. Four wide receivers. He keeps it, and he's hit in the backfield. Nice defense, Columbia Central. First guy there once again is Colton Duvall. Excuse me. That's a nice job by Colton Duvall. Not a name we've called a ton today, but he's made some big plays. Out of shotgun again, back to pass. Chadwell looking up the middle, overthrew his intended target. Incomplete pass. Set up the sack and the incomplete pass, third down and 13. And
well, I think
chances
are
running out for the Pirates.
You know, you got to, I think you're here, you got to get the ball to, you got to get the ball to either Wilson or Weatherspoon right now. Somehow get the ball to them in space. They've been effective this entire game.
Football Frenzy on K105.3, Brooklyn, Jackson, WKHM FM. Third down play.
Oh,
bad snap. Chadwell's got to chase it down. He dives on it all the way back to the 35. We'll bring up fourth and 20 yards. Another mistake cost Napoleon. And let's see. They do set it right at that 35-yard line mark. Fourth and it's more than 20. It's about 25. And the offense does come out. They've had plays of this length to save drives before. Snap is good. The throw is out there behind Bammer. He can't reel it in. Incomplete. Columbia Central will take the ball. Turnover on downs. 34-14 with 7:23 to go on the Eagles. Ready to run out some clock and see if they can't take that little brown jug back home. Short ride home for this one for the Golden Eagles.
Out-of-town scoreboard. Eaton Rapids just scored. They just took a 20-17 lead over Jackson Northwest.
Jackson High's made some headway. 33-22, their current score at Withington Stadium against Coldwater. Four wideouts for the Golden Eagles. Mike Araby in the backfield.
And J.D. Martinez just doubled the deep center. And the Tigers just tied up the Angels.
Partridge, 1-1. QB keep. He's got a lot of room. Oh, now we got a flag on the field. Partridge runs over a guy, still on his feet, down into Pirate territory inside the 40-yard line. Those flags on the field would be in the area where I expect a holding call to come up.
Yeah. Looks like they're coming back.
Two flags out there. Well, confab.
Start of the fourth quarter, Clinton leads Manchester 48-12, and I saw that Clinton's got close to 500 yards rushing.
Wow.
Through three quarters against a, you know, obviously a very good year in and year out Manchester team.
Holding is the call. That'll go against the Golden Eagles. Move their field possession back, or field position, excuse me, back. And they'll walk that off.
Well, that the gain on that play and the penalty on that play, look at the difference right there. That's about a 35, 40-yard difference.
So Eagles will take the ball. First and 12 now from their own 33. Same formation they've been using to great effectiveness. And the same play they just ran. Partridge will keep it. This time, not the same result, though he does turn it into a decent game.
He's not going down on first contact.
Partridge looks good on the ground. Carries it over the 40-yard line to the 41. Second down and call it four. Eagles break the huddle. Cole Partridge in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Michael Raby to his left. Four wide receivers. Second down. Ready for the snap. It's clean. Partridge keeps it. Now he runs to the left. He's hit two, three times. Brought down. Credit for the first hit going to number 27 for the Pirates, Chad Carpenter, junior linebacker. Crowd noise coming from that Columbia Central sideline. Pumped up. Napoleon a little deflated. They've got no one to blame but themselves, it looks like, today. Just mistakes have haunted them since their first drive. They're on the defense now, though. Spread formation. Third and short for the Eagles. High snap, pulled down, given to Raby, and he'll carry it over the first down marker. Working toward that 50-yard line midfield. Close to it. As putting at the 40. Well, they're going to pull it back there. 46-yard line for a first down for the Golden Eagles as the clock continues to run. Now near 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter on our opening week of the K105.3 football frenzy. Got that Chevy Cruze up for grabs again. Art Main setting us up with that. It's a pretty looking car. Who wouldn't want to win a new car? That lease going and put some miles on that bad boy.
Does insurance come with it?
I think you have to.
Just checking, man.
You have to negotiate that.
Man, you got teenage drivers like I got, man. I can't afford even any more insurance.
New ball carrier. For Columbia
but I take
Central.
The car. Don't get me wrong.
Colton
I'd have to get rid of one of my other ones, though.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, you're a Chevy driver, aren't you? You got that big pickup truck.
I do. I like Chevy.
Still proud of that pickup? Treating it nice?
Oh, yeah. It's a little dirty right now, but.
It's got that summer dust on it, right? Running around all those Concord dirt roads. Avoiding the, I don't know, nails, anything that might deflate tires. I feel like it's an issue of concern in Concord right now.
Got our first final. The Yellow Jackets off to a great start. 22-0 over Hanover Horton, final score.
Colton Duvall totes the rock on third and four. He's going to come up short of the first down marker. We'll get a timeout from the Pirates. They'll head to the sideline. We'll take a break here on the broadcast. 3:51 to go, 34-14. Columbia Central Golden Eagles in front. 1 minute break on K105.3.
Aspiring actors, singers, dancers, and models are invited to audition with Art Scouting Director Kim Myers on Saturday, August 27th at the Holiday Inn Jackson Northwest Airport. Call 800-742-1920 to book your audition time. 800-742-1920.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, a little Tiger conversation during the break as we get back to football mode here. Columbia Central on a third and two. And out of the shotgun, spread formation. Keep, the quarterback, keeper there. Pull nice. Partridge into the second level.
Nice play, too.
Over the 35, almost down to the 30 before he's stopped by the Pirate defense. 3:42 to go in this tilt, 34-14, and Columbia Central doesn't look like they're going to relinquish this lead. Cole Partridge has been outstanding. In the first half, I would have said he managed the game and didn't hurt him, but in the second half, he's really...
He's definitely made plays.
Emerged.
You gotta start talking about player of the game.
I've been having the gears running into my head here, and I've got a little internal debate we'll discuss maybe.
Well, I think we got the same debate. Is it? Yeah, I think it's the same two guys.
It's got to be. There are two guys right now.
And you're such a stickler on got to name one. I mean, you can't go with Cole. You're always like that. Why do you do that? Why can't we have Cole?
It's a policy.
What policy?
Well, I mean, what's the good for the guy who has to share the award?
But I could make an argument that one doesn't get, one's not in contention without the other.
That's true, but Matt, why? I mean,
I'm just saying.
Why step up and make a choice?
Okay, I will.
I'm not.
I've made it yet.
Me either.
And you know, you're the big cheese in the operation here. So my vote probably doesn't matter.
If you decide it's one,
it doesn't matter. You know,
we'll
you have seniority. You got your own talk radio show. I'm just a peon principal.
Wow. I mean,
well, you know,
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm surprised that you described it with such accuracy.
You know what? I'll tell you what it is. You still have not gotten over the fact that I humiliated you in cornhole, in that cornhole tournament at Concord. That's what it comes down to. It's finally coming to surface right now. I know we have not really talked about that since.
And it's been simmering
all summer long.
In the heat. It just boiled under the surface.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm still trying to come with you know, I just think, what your partner was better than mine.
Ouch. Threw him under the bus, didn't you? You know what?
But when you did put up some points. We got a third down play here, 3rd and 5 for the Eagles. Under 2 minutes now in the game, 34-14 they lead with the ball. Partridge is going to keep it again, takes it to the outside. He's got a first down, and now he'll go to the ground.
Great job staying in bounds. Stayed in bounds, went down, didn't want to go out of bounds, stop the clock.
They will stop it for a moment while they move the chains. And I think, you know what? I think my debate's over.
Cole Raby.
What? Cole Raby?
Cole Raby.
Micah Partridge?
Micah Partridge. One of those two characters.
It's a final now from Jay High, 33-22. Coldwater holds on to beat the Vikings. I'm looking forward to the rest of the football season, certainly, but getting a chance to see Shante Sudduth in his senior season in basketball.
Oh, absolutely.
Victory formation now for the Eagles. Don't wait to get that clock started. Clock running again, and there's a knee for Cole Partridge. Minute 12 as the time starts to tick away.
Raby, 213 yards.
So the time's running down here. Under a minute now, 34-14. They'll take another knee. And clock just winding away here now. 41 seconds, 40. They tick down the time clock there. Take as much as they can before they knee the ball here. Partridge will take the knee. And that ought to get us to the end of this tilt. 34-14, our eventual final. The Columbia Central Golden Eagles will emerge victorious, take home the little brown jug one more time. Napoleon back to the drawing board, figure out what to do. That makes now 8 of 9 in this area rivalry. 4-3-2-1. Sound the final gun, 34-14, as the teams take the field to shake hands. A Napoleon team that looked like they were in it to win it early on, just the mistakes continued to mount, and it held them back all the way.
I think this is
minutes worth.
I think there's some good things in the second half from Napoleon. I thought they played much better offensively. They found themselves a little bit. They found their identity. You know, they got a good run pass quarterback in Chadwell. They got a couple of really outstanding running backs, I think, in Wilson and Greg Weatherspoon, and you know, even Ethan Weatherspoon made some plays. They have some weapons, but I think in this game, I think that you know, the penalties, the turnovers, they put themselves in harm's way. You know, some bad snaps that so really just some unforced errors.
All right, Matt. We'll take a closer look at. We got some numbers that we can give you here in the post game report, and we'll have to choose our Subway player of the game when we return. We'll take a 3-minute break on the post game for K105.3 Football Frenzy. 34-14, Columbia Central over Napoleon tonight.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent of Columbia School District. Our STEM courses offer success through hands-on learning.
This is Kate. Our teachers are caring educators who give each student the one-on-one attention they deserve.
I'm Tara. Our points of pride include K-12 music emphasis, art exploratories, online virtual courses, award-winning band, successful sports teams, musical drama productions, and blended learning.
When searching for the right learning environment for your child, look no farther than Columbia Schools. Learn more at myeagles.org.
Celebrate Labor Day at a place that's been celebrating Labor Day for 70 years, the Beach Bar on Ocean Beach on Clark Lake. And join them for their final patio parties of the year this Sunday and Wednesday. The Backstage Grill is open for patio parties, burgers, pulled pork, chicken sandwiches, plus live music, cold drinks, good times, and a burger off the grill. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach and Clark Lake, celebrating 70 years of serving up the classics.
Family and community is important, and no one knows that better than Modern Way Systems. Family-owned and community-grounded, Modern Way supports many local events and organizations. Modern Way Systems of Napoleon takes pride in offering dependable service from residential to commercial, or you're more than welcome to dump your own trash at the Modern Waste Transfer Station at 7219 Brooklyn Road, next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Honest, ethical, putting clients first, doing what's right. Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. At our company, these aren't just buzzwords. My parents founded the company on these principles and values, and that is how we do our business every day. These are the qualities that allowed us to be the number one real estate company in Jackson County in 2015, in both sales volume and units sold. Even though we're doing business with old-fashioned values, we still have the most cutting-edge technology in the business to keep up with the speed of life today. If you would like to experience the service and values that made ERA Reardon Realty Jackson's number one real estate company, we would love to help you with your real estate needs. Call or stop in at any of our three offices, Northwest Avenue, South Main Street in Brooklyn, or our newest cafe-style office on Horton Road in Summit Township, connected to the new Bigby Coffee. Or you can check out our website at erareardon.com. Thanks again for your support and for making us number one in 2015. We look forward to being your real estate company.
Turn your yard into your very own paradise with help from B&G Landscape Creations. Celebrating 16 years in business. Get on the schedule now for your landscape jobs. B&G carries Michigan-grown nursery stock, a fully stocked greenhouse, and a full supply store carrying grass seed, tools, organic fertilizers, and pond supplies. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
B&G Landscape Creations. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live from Napoleon High School, where the Columbia Central Golden Eagles persevered, played pretty mistake-free football for the most part, and got great performances out of Micah Raby and Cole Partridge to pull off a 34-14 victory in Napoleon. They win the Little Brown Jug once again, and bragging rights for another year here in the area. I think it came down to, clearly, to two key players. I mean, yep. You know, there's probably some subtleties in the game. I'm sure there are some offensive linemen who are going to get some big pats on the back from Brad Kubiak and you know, some guys on defense who did some jobs. But the stars, the obvious leaders, were those two guys in the backfield. And Columbia Central, they had, what was the number I had, 19 kids graduate last year. They lose 19 seniors to graduation. They come back, they've restocked. They've got 4 sophomores on the lineup. One of those, actually the 2 quarterbacks that they've got are sophomores.
Yep.
So huge for Cole Partridge to come out and perform the way that he did.
2 for 2, ran for 1. 91 yards rushing, 90 yards passing. And I think that considering the importance of getting off to a good start and really building some confidence in your quarterback, I think, you know, in that position, was huge tonight. And I think that's what Coach Kubiak got. He got great quarterback play tonight. And I think, like I said, you know, Raby's, I mean, he he's the best player on the field for either team. I don't think there's any question about that. He's a workhorse, and he had a couple big runs. But you know, I think you know, I agree. I think that.
Well, hold on. I haven't said anything.
All right. Well, okay.
Because here's what I'm thinking, and I know I believe this was your thought process, and I don't think Cole Partridge does what he does if they're not absolutely 100% keyed on Micah Raby. So
no, they wouldn't.
So knowing that when they've got 11 guys on the field and 8 of them are there specifically to stop Micah Raby, and he still goes for 213 yards.
Yep. And they ran
and
that
two
ran
scores.
Yep, and they used that run option where, you know, they faked to Raby and pulled it out and he tucked it under. And you're right.
So I'm going to pull rank on here and make the call. Micah Raby's our player of the game.
That's who I had. See, you tried to convince you.
I sandbagged you.
You sandbagged me. Well, you know what? Like I said, we could have, you know, I guess the Steve Boyle rules. I mean, we could have went co on this, but obviously you didn't want to do that. But
I want to make it one guy. Let him be the player of the game. Yep. Let him bask in this.
Yep.
It's gonna. Here's what I'll say: Micah Raby's.
Yep.
They play nine. They'll play 9 weeks, and he could have 9 player of the game awards at the end of the season if we went to every Columbia Central game.
True.
The good news for the Eagles is they got Cole Partridge for another 2 years after this, so he's got another couple years worth of player of the game trophies to win. So congratulations to Micah Raby, our Subway player of the game.
Deserving, yep.
Subway sub shops in Jackson. I went and had a sub the other day, Matt. I go in there, I say I'd like bacon, ham, and pepperoni. They don't even flinch. I know some people have gone in there and just stacked up whatever they could stack. Yeah. So except another lady came in and ordered a veggie sub, and then she looked at mine and went, "Oh, that looks good."
Sorry, lady, I'm
some more veggies.
Man, I'm a Subway Club, and then I put a salad on there. It's a Subway Club, and then I put I think everything on there.
Oh yeah,
I think everything. Yep.
All right.
Yep, with bacon. If you're gonna make a sub, make it right, and then a little salt and pepper and a little Chipotle sauce.
Nice.
Yep.
Subway Sub Shop, our player of the game tonight, Micah Raby. 213?
213
and 2 scores.
Yeah. 2 big ones.
Probably the most electrifying player of the game was that 71 yards, something like that he goes. And just outran everybody. And he's gonna have a lot of those highlight reels plays this year.
He looks like a kid that's gonna play on Saturdays for sure.
All right, well, we're just about set to wrap things up here from the broadcast. We're going to be at Vanacook Lake next week. September 1st, that's a Thursday game.
Where are we at next week?
It's a Vanacook Lake game. I can't remember what.
I was thinking we were at East Jackson.
Well, it's Vanacook Lake at East Jackson.
Oh, is it Vanacook at East Jackson?
Yeah,
okay, all right. So we're at EJ. Okay.
Looking forward to go out there and see the youngster that he was a sophomore last year, freshman, Blau.
Yes.
Started quarterback another
year. Yeah, he was on the JV, yes. And we really thought that he made some improvements. We found out, you know, they kept some of those young kids down. Mm-hmm. Where Blau could have been up, in my opinion, and been their quarterback all last year. And then he came up and really, really showed something. Plus, they got, you know, really arguably one of the better players in the Cascade Conference, and Curley's back. Kyle Curley. He's a fullback.
He was 30 last year.
He's a fullback slash offensive tackle slash defensive end.
Yeah, that kid's a monster.
Drives the bus, I think. Just does a little bit of everything. And I think, you know, Vandercook lost. Obviously, they lost a lot last year.
Sure,
you know,
they had some great runs. Talented kids. So we'll see if they restock.
Maybe two teams that are kind of going a little bit different direction. I think East Jackson's a little bit better.
Yeah, East Jackson's only a couple years away from not even playing
football
at the varsity level. So I look forward to seeing that game. We'll talk to you on Thursday at that one. Memorial Day holiday weekend, man. What's your plans?
Well, I'm going to head up after the game and go head up and see my mom and play some cards.
There in Whittemore?
Yep. And then I'm going to come back, and my son's got a college football game at Kalamazoo College on Saturday, so I'm going to come back. But I'm going to go up and spend a day with my mom and play some cards.
Sounds good.
Yep. So.
All right. Well, we'll keep the K105.3 football frenzy going for you all year. Make sure you stop out to our pregame tailgates at each one of our stops to get yourself qualified for a chance at that Chevy Cruze from Art Main Chevrolet. Thanks to Mike Reed back in the studio. Stressful evening for him with 3 different live broadcasts going on at the same time. I'm sure he handled it well. Thanks to Napoleon, Scott Ash, for having us out, giving us these digs. It was a little steamy up here, but that won't last.
No.
By the final game of the year, I think we're going to be, we'll be begging
we'll
for bundled, heat.
We'll be bundled up.
So we appreciate all of that Scott Ash did, sending us rosters and everything ahead of time. And we need to wrap it up. 34-14, our final score from Napoleon High School. The Columbia Central Eagles and our Subway Player of the Game, Micah Raby, victorious, taking back the Little Brown Jug just down the road to Brooklyn, Michigan. I'm Steve Boyle for Matt Lehman. Can't wait to talk to you next week on the Friday Football Frenzy on K105.3, Thursday edition.
The High School Game of the Week on K105.3, a production of Jackson Radio Works. This week's game has been brought to you by Trips Auto Shopping Collision Centers, Northwest Community Schools, Pegasus Spas and Leisure Products, ERA Reardon Realty, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, Jackson Public Schools, B&G Landscape Creations, Subway, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, Columbia School District, Modern Waste, the Village Peddler Gift Shop, Mid-Michigan Entertainment, and Luffy's Pizza. Thanks for listening. We now return you to your regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.